Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the C.J. Miller Show with special guest Matthew Bueno on N5D Radio. I'm your host, C.J. Miller, also known by Claudia. And tonight is Tuesday, May 13th, 9 p.m. or 6 p.m. if you're on the West Coast. And so happy to be here with you all tonight and to welcome back my good friend. It's been a long time, Matthew Bueno. Matthew, are you with us?
Hi, Claudia. Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me again on the show.
Oh, so happy to have you. I know that we were just talking before the show, and I know this is, I know this is not the easiest of moments that you're going through. You were talking about your grandma or is it your aunt?
My aunt Jolie. She's dying
your
of
aunt.
Cancer. She's my dad's youngest sister of the Bueno family, and she's been a teacher. You know, she's been a preschool teacher, and as kids, you know, she used to babysit us, and she's been just a huge impact on my life, because just from all the childhood memories that we have and of us growing up and her just talking to us as kids and, you know, singing to us and teaching us songs and the Inchworm song and, you know, and, you know, you walked in the place, and I can see that you're a man of distinction, something like that. She dressed up as a witch.
Yeah,
she dressed up as a witch, and she was singing that to me, and I think I was seven. I was like, are you talking to me? Who are you? You know, and so she's been playing a big part in just the creative side of my life, you know, just dressing up as witches, and, you know, and just doing puppet shows, and, you know, and just, you know, just a lot of childhood memories. So yeah, you know, when it comes, it's never ever easy to deal with, because you never know what's going to come up for you. You don't know how it's going to affect you. You don't know how it's going to affect everyone around you, and you don't always aren't prepared about your emotional health at that time. You don't know how you're going to react as a man, or a child, or, you know, or both, you know, and it just, it's just a part about being light and being, you know, being in your body, being human in this life. And, you know, and like Forrest Gump said, he goes, you know, I know that death is a part of life, but, you know, I don't like it, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just, you know, it's just there, it's happening. So yeah, it's, you know, and thanks for bringing it up. And it's, it's
sure
just
it's
kind of a hard transformation or time for me. So I apologize if I'm not sounding as inspired as I usually am. It's just, everything happens for a reason.
You know what? That's totally okay, because as everybody listening knows from our show, if you've been with us for a while, as this is episode 12, after all, so we've been together for a while, they know this is a very real show where people can just be totally honest with their emotions, including the two of us, including the star of the show, Matthew Bueno. You know what I mean? Because this is setting, I think, for you to be real with people, or for both of us to just be honest, sets an example and sets the tone for the show where we can all speak from our higher heart and be really in our heart. And you remembering the love and the special times that you had with your aunt. I'm sorry I called her your grandma. I don't know why I thought I felt grandmother energy from her. You know, that's really special that you remember those times and that they formed who you were. And I know that song. Isn't that from Gypsy Rose Lee or something? You could look in and say, define. That's like a funny song. Yeah, I have a feeling for who you're explaining to us. And what's her name again? What's your aunt's name?
Her name is Jolie Bueno. Chila. We call her Chila. Chila, you know, for short.
Chila. That's cute. Yeah, that's
and,
a nice name.
And, you know, to be honest with you, when my father called me and told me that she was getting ready to cross, he says, you know, it might be a good idea for you to connect with her and talk to her and just, you know, hey, say goodbye, you know, and just,
mm-hmm.
and it was something, you know, and you know what, there's something that's truly real in all the families, you know, and a lot of traditional families as well as Caucasian families and any types of families really, is that
mm-hmm.
it really sucks when the only time that we come together is during funerals, marriages, or birthdays, you know, and it's really super important to really find closure with people before they leave, because I believe
mm-hmm.
from my heart that, you know, we have this, you know, connection with every single person in our life, doesn't matter if they're a relative or not, you know, some way, somehow, if we hurt inside, it's because somehow we love them, you know, there's love present, and if love is present, we're going to get hurt when that person leaves our life. And for me, you know, I can only speak from my own experiences that, you know, I really prayed hard about what I was going to say to her before I talked to her on the phone. And, you know, I wanted to be able to search myself out and just think about if there's anything I have done to hurt her, anything I have said to hurt her feelings or anything. And I prayed hard and I asked God, you know, just speak for me, you know, talk through my heart, you know, because I don't know what I'm going to say. I just don't want to fall to pieces and just be a blubbering wet blanket and not get anything done, you know. So when I called, you know, I asked for that to happen, and we ended up joking around and talking, and you know, and I told her that, you know, I got hair in my ears now, and she starts laughing, and
oh, no.
You know, and she started telling me about what she got when she was 35 and, you know, 45 and now 59, she got cancer, and, you know, and I could tell that she was being honest about the chapters in life, and, you know, and I was trying to, right there in that moment, I was trying to think of anything at all possible to make this good for us. And, you know, what I could just tell you is that she's the one that came forward and she said, I am so proud of you, Matthew. She was, I am so proud of you. You came over that day and you prayed with me and you channeled, you know, you call it channeling. I said, yeah, I was bringing in Uncle Jess and Aunt Myrta, you know, and just have them talk to our cousin who is feeling, you know, left out, left abandoned. And they came in and told him what he needed to. And then their energy came into the room, and everyone started crying. Everybody felt the love and the energy of them coming into the room, and I was present and being that, you know, being that energy that charged the conduit to bring that in. And she was
mm-hmm.
sitting there, and then she had all these questions about her dreams and this and that. And it was awesome because she's the one that basically told me when I was small that if you keep talking that way, your father and your mother are going to put you in a straitjacket. She was the one that came down on me about, you know, talking to angels when I was small. But because of her drive, of her disbelief, I wanted to prove to her more about who I was. And that time, you know, when I went to them and I talked to them about, you know, all those experiences and then channeled, all they had, mm-hmm. I was so grateful to God that day. I was so grateful that he was present for me, not to show off or brag or say, this is what I can do. I just did it because it was the right time, right at the moment for that person. Whoever
mm-hmm.
else was involved, they were there by chance. You know, there are no mistakes, you know. And so she had all these awesome questions about her dreams and this and that. So I told her, you know, about her dreams and about letting go of certain people in our family who crossed over, and she was still holding on to them. And so she brought that up in this conversation about how proud she was to know what kind of person I've become. And she told me, and I told her, I'm having a hard time being a dad. I don't know what I'm doing. And she goes, she starts laughing. She goes, it's okay. You have it in you to love. That's all you need to know. You have it in you to love.
Hmm.
So she, you know, she said those things. And, you know, and we both started, we lost it. I lost it. When she said that, I lost it. I couldn't help it, you know, and she lost it.
And
we hung up, you know, and we just kept saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, over and over again. Well, I could tell you that night when I went to bed, you know, I was thinking about her. I was thinking about her and just asking God to, you know, put the steps out. Put these beautiful steps. Put a garden. I want this right here. I want these plants over here. I want this statue over here. I want this beautiful light coming into the window. So I want, you know, I was trying to make a stage for her. So when she crosses over, that was my gift for her. You know, and you can do that too, by the way. It's possible to do that. That's a gift that if you ask God to do something for you, like for someone who's passing over, you can totally do that. You can create an atmosphere, environment for that person that you care about about opening up, putting, you know, whatever they loved, a circus, a castle, you know, whatever it is. So she loved gardens, Chinese gardens, mm-hmm. Japanese gardens, koi fish. So I put a koi fish garden here and here and here, put all these people there waiting for them. I could see my grandma. I could see all my ancestors there, standing there, really, really, like, almost like she was graduating feeling, you know. And so I felt that mm-hmm. before I went to sleep. And I could tell you, for the first time in my life, I woke up with so much love in my heart the next morning. It was just incredible. Mm. I woke up hearing, I love you, I love you, I love you, over and over again inside my heart. And then I woke up feeling really wonderful, really happy. I didn't want it to end. But, of course, you know, we stub our toe, we smash our finger in the door, and everything goes out the window. But, no, it's just, you know, it's just, it was one of those times where you just can't, you can't really put a solution, or you can't really figure out where it's coming from. And it doesn't really matter, because it's whatever you feel in your heart in that moment, the rest of your day is going to be filled with that. So I was really happy. I felt mm-hmm. like, I felt like I was part of a team to create something great for somebody who was crossing over. And the best thing we can do is pray for them to have a good journey on the other side, you know. And I think for me, when it's a relative, it's a lot easier to help them cross over than when it is, than it's a friend, because you kind of know what that person loves. You know what that person, where that person's been. You know what makes them happy. So you can kind of create that imagery for them as they cross over. And then I just, you know, and I always want to say, God, tell them that was from me. That was from me, you know. And every time that someone crosses over, I always give them, you know, I always cut off my hair. And so I had my hair one time, I spun all the way down to my lower back, you know, to my, mm-hmm. my rear end. And when my grandfather died, I cut half of it off, so it was down to the middle of my back. Then my grandma Bueno died, and it was up to my shoulders. And I'm running out of hair to give. So I said, this is the only thing I can do for my aunt right now, is make this big, beautiful place, because if I cut this hair off, I'll go bald. So I'm keeping my hair this time, and I hope you understand, Nancy.
Oh, that's, you know, what a nice way to top off, you know, something that, that does bring sadness to you with like, the lighthearted peace and laughter. And because that's what spirit brings to us, and that's what this show, that's what I was, you know, I know you were feeling sad before the show, but you also know that, like, doing the show, being here for people like this and channeling and bringing that, that really high vibrational energy is going to lift you up. And it does have a ripple effect, and it will affect your auntie and it, even everybody else that's waiting for her in the garden there. You know what I mean? That's happening right now. We can all connect with that, and it's a beautiful story and image, and I'm sure everybody can connect with that in their own way, because everybody has a special person in their family that they remember, or they were the auntie, or they were the uncle, and yeah, it's a beautiful thing to be there for a child. And then now
and
you
know
are the grown-up. Mm-hmm.
It's not the end.
Yeah.
Death is not the end. Even
That's
if they're
right.
still on the other, even if they're on the other side, and you don't recall or know, or you know mm-hmm. how to feel or how to complete that person's life. Even if you remember all the things you've done to hurt that person after the fact, after they've been gone, it's not okay to mm-hmm. beat yourself up. But what you can do is just make a little altar, put that person's name, or you know, or write that person's mm-hmm. name, or if you have a picture of that person, and you put it there, and you pray. But in that moment, that God sends this gift. I mean, it's like, you know, you just FTD. You know, you can send flowers no matter where you are in the universe. You know, as long as you just know in your heart, you put the energy around that vision, and you ask God to send it for you, and it gets to that person every time. And either people have dreams, or they see something in their life that reminds them of them. And that's when you know that you've got that connection, that you've got that, you know, that, that person heard you. And it doesn't matter how long they've been gone, you know, which makes it, you know, and these are some of the things that I don't think that's ever talked about, you know, in families or in, you know, maybe in spirituality, but, mm-hmm. you know, we're bringing this stuff out. We're letting people know, hey, you know, there is a way, there is a solution, you know, and mm-hmm. life is, death is not the end. You know, you can still get contact with that person. You can still get contact with their spirit. You could still send your love. You could still help them. You could still, you know, and that's what life is about, because we're we're spiritual people living a spiritual life, and the bonus is that we're part human.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to recognize that nothing is impossible in this life, you know, you start to recognize the power that you have. And once things like that start happening, you build your faith on that. You build your faith, you build your energy, you build your understanding that, you know, nothing can stand in your way of your love, of your intention, of who you are. And that's what, you know, and that's what makes life so
yeah.
special.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's so true. And that's what this, you know, that's what makes this kind of work so exciting to me. I mean, this kind of work or this kind of information, this kind of sharing, you know, because that's some of the stuff that, like, being able to communicate with people after they pass out of this earthly realm, you know, loved ones, is like an avenue in for a lot of us. That's how a lot of us got into this, or, you know, thinking about that, thinking about death. You know, I had cancer myself 15 years ago.
Wow.
And can say that I survived just fine. You know, I had thyroid cancer. And, but I do remember that feeling of facing death. And it's, you know, sometimes you do, it's like, sometimes it's just not your time. You know, I was only 30 at the time.
Wow.
So I knew it wasn't my time. This is not to take away from her story to put the spotlight on me, but, you know, cancer is it's a loaded thing. And when people get that, they think, a lot of people think, oh, that's the end. It's not always the end for a lot of people. Sometimes it's a turning point and a time, like, because this is the thing. If it's your time to go, it's going to be your time, and then hopefully it'll be a beautiful passing. And what a nice story. What a beautiful, like, she's so lucky to have someone like you to help her through and to create that beautiful space for her to go to. And definitely it's not the end. It's just another part. This, I mean, so many souls, they come here just to have this experience on Earth, because this is where it's happening right now. You know, this is the shift. And there's going to be a lot of people going, because a lot of people, it's just going to be either their time or they can't tolerate the vibration. It certainly sounds like she's a high vibrational person and a lovely person, you know what I mean? And so it's just her time. If you know,
laugh is contagious. When she starts to laugh, we laugh because she's laughing, because she has this real high-pitched, dastardly dinosaur laugh that I've never heard anyone. And when she laughs, it's like it makes everything just contagious. You know, everything's laughing. Everyone's laughing because she's laughing. You know, and one of the beautiful things that I recognize about my Aunt Jolie is that she saw me when I never thought she did. You know, when we, as children, a lot of us have those feelings like we were never heard, or we were never understood, or we never got the affection that we've wanted by a certain person, our family, a mother, father, and our uncle and grandmother, you know, whoever it was. And it's not until something like this happens to where that person says, oh, you know, when this and this, you know, I love this about you more than anything else. And when you said this, it really made sense to me, and this really helped, and I was so proud of you. And, you know, and I don't think we say that to each other enough, or get that from the people that we care about enough, you know. And when she said that to me, it just kind of, it threw everything out that I was trying to clear with her, because I thought, you know, there must be something I've done that's been wrong with her. I can't be perfect. And so when she said that to me about being proud of me, it just threw me. I had no clue that she was going to say that. You know, I didn't know that she felt that way, you know, because she's kind of a nagging aunt when I was little. Don't touch that. Don't play with that. Don't go over there. Don't walk across the street. Stay over here on this side. Don't do that. Don't pick that up. That's sharp. Get your wife from that tree. You know, those are rotten. Don't eat
that.
Trying
to help you.
You know? So that's kind of what
protective.
I remember as a kid. Oh, my gosh, she was so naggy. And she was, but when she says something that's just out of the blue that you've been working towards, but you don't think anyone sees you, and then she nails it on the head about how you're feeling in the moment, about the things that you've been trying to accomplish, and, you know, you're trying to show action and words, you know, trying to show people who you are by what you do in life and not what you say. And then she says it, you know, I'm like, wow, I just didn't know what to say. And that's when I lost my cookies. You know, I just no way I could hold back that energy anymore. I just started bawling my head off on the phone, and, you know, and so I just let myself do that. And I could hear her, and it was good, because whatever it was, I think the end result, you know, whether it was laughter or crying, it was still a release of some kind. And it was still good, and it was still healing for both of us.
Well, that's very nice.
That's what happened.
It's very nice to be loved and to share that connection. And you're definitely loved by a lot of people. And I think, you know, to kind of bring this back to the self, I mean, what I'm hearing you say, Matthew, is that I feel like it's important for you to accept yourself and feel proud of yourself for exactly what you are, and there's nobody that you have to prove yourself to at all, because you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And thank God for you. And I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm proud of you, and everybody listening is so happy that you're here, and you know, you provide so much wonderful energy and love. So thank you.
Thank God
for
God.
And thank God.
I don't know what I'd do without God.
God's working through you and through all of us, and we're all a piece of God. You know, even so, it's all good, and it's beautiful.
And I'm happy. I'm happy that you were able to come out of your trial that you went through when you were 30 with your cancer. You know, cancer can be very intimidating. You know, very intimidating. And the medicines that you take could be intimidating, and what the doctors say could be intimidating. And it's really hard to keep faith when so many people are telling you this or that. You know, you get filled up with other people's opinion, and it's hard for you to stay true to yourself, you know. And I'm just really happy that you're here with us, and we're able to be able to beat that.
Thank you.
For all the other people who have been able to beat cancer, you know, or AIDS or any other disease that takes us down.
That's right. You know, I mean... You know, if it's not your time to go, and you're committed to, you know what I mean, it was a turning point for me spiritually, I can definitely say that. It led me deeper into my heart. So, and I was able to see a lot of things, things that I can't even see now regularly, you know, because the veil was very lifted. But thank you, sweetheart, that's so nice. So how are you feeling now, Matthew? Are you feeling ready to deal with your adoring fans? Because we've got a lot of people on the line waiting.
Yeah. Actually, Michael came in right now, Archangel Michael, and he was pulling on my hair. He says, "You still have some left?" I said, "No, that's not even funny." And he said, "Let's do an activation." And I said, "Well, what activation do you want to do? Because you're talking and he's talking to me, you know, and multitasking." Mm-hmm. And he says, "Well, let's bring in the Archangel activation." And I said, "Well, I don't think I've ever done that one." He says, "Exactly. So let's do it." I'm like, "Oh, man." Okay, let's do it then.
Let's get the show on the road, Archangel Michael.
If you're ready to do this, let me ask him a little quick, real quick inside and to see what the end result was this intention for.
Awesome.
Okay. He said, "It's to open up and broaden up the human psyche so we allow other solutions to come into our mind and in our hearts. So we don't fall victim to what other people say, but more feel about how it comes through us as our own solutions for ourselves. When we follow our hearts, we follow our divine intentions. When we follow our divine intentions, they're like spiritual breadcrumbs that come from the universe and into our mind's eye and gives us that intuitive impulse to follow from our hearts," he says. "And then when we follow from our hearts, we have that dignity. We have that respect for ourselves. We have that oneness with confidence that we lack. And sometimes when we're not in our true selves, we forget where we come from. And we all come from God. We come from a higher retrospect, a vision and energy that was made for this planet to overcome the hardships of life and to be able to be profoundly in the flow of life, in oneness of God and oneness of the angels and oneness of your ancestors. For they are the ones who have walked before us, leaving the breadcrumbs behind us. So this energy is Lemurian, Arcturian, and what is it? Syrian. Arcturian, Syrian, and Lemurian. And he says that it has to do with all the crown chakra energy. He says that there's blueprints in the crown chakra, ready to be opened up to be realized and to be opened up and to be seated. And this activation will help that seating to proclaim itself. So you can step into your power and feel more empowered by how you feel about yourself and not how the world sees you. It will knock out all the energies of false integrity that comes from false hope, that comes from ego. It will help you to feel grounded and heavier on your path so you can positively see the changes happening in your life, not by what people see in you, but how you see yourself. Activation, he says, will happen for 15 minutes. And once it takes place, remember not to only think of yourselves, but to think about others in your life that you are connected to. And when you are connected to other people, those people are like your beacons of light. They cherish you. They love you. And you'll feel their love enveloping you, helping you to see your truth in yourself and the love that they give to you. So think of those people, he says, and broaden your mind. And as you think of that person, more faces and names will come in and more feelings will be able to be ignited within you. And the energy and the impulse of giving and of loving yourself will be immense as you take this time to let yourself feather your way out of the darkness and in back into the light. The true self and the true love have always been inside you, and you are always the one that you have been, and you are the one you have always been looking for. Okay. All right. So that was Archangel Michael, everybody. So awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
And the crazy thing, you know, sometimes I feel like a monkey going out and putting quarters in people's cups and stuff, or taking, you know, with a little cup and around and getting, I said that backwards. I meant to say a little monkey with a cup getting quarters from her, because it's funny how their energy is attached to my high self, and they come in without knocking. You know, they start stalking them. So it's wonderful that Archangel Michael is here with Master Toth. Oh, yes, this is Master Toth, Archangel Michael, Lady Jessica, Lady Electra, Master Bellatron, Merlin, Metatron, Lady Nada, Kuan Yin, Mother Gaia, Isis, and there's another angel coming in, and her name is Angel Jessamy, A-G-S-M-S-E-M-I, Jessamy. Did I spell that right? Jessamy. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I mean. So, Lady Angel Jessamy. Okay, I can't spell it again because I'll get mixed up. So she's coming in, and she's working right along with Kuan Yin. And what they're going to do is that they're going to expand the energy around their first, second, third, and fourth in the heart chakra. So people can start to feel the connection of the energy of Earth surrounding them and the energy and the biblical feelings of the transformational energy that the moon is bringing to us this day. It's almost like looking into your reflection, but behind the reflection you see yourself. Do you hear that? Do you see what they're saying? So when you look at yourself in the mirror, imagine yourself in the mirror looking at yourself. What kind of love are you going to give back to yourself? And everything that you receive from God and from Spirit has always been love. So what makes us judge ourselves? What makes us be our worst critics? What makes us to dislike what we see when we look in the mirror? Doesn't matter if you brush your hair or not, or you have rollers in your hair, you know? And there's some special people out there who talk about waking up with rollers in their hair. And it's important for yourself to really recognize the love that you are inside and not just from what you see in your reflection. You're not just looking back at yourself to see all the scrutiny that you've placed on yourself over the years, but it's more important now to look at your reflection and know that what God sees in you is bigger than you've ever seen in yourself. So Lady Jessamy is going to come in and surround the energy in your solar plexus and how it sometimes your third and your second dominate your heart chakra and doesn't let your heart chakra say a word or put its own two cents in when it sees the truth in you. We just want to go, 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 and just not ever think about stopping and slowing down and smelling the roses and then walk a couple more steps and see a butterfly. You know, take our time in life. Why are we all so much in a rush? You know, where are we in a hurry to go? You know, there's going to be a stoplight or a stop sign sooner or later, you know, and so we really need to start looking at that. Slow down, they're saying. Don't live life so fast that you have to worry or feel bad about not being in the moment with that person or those persons in your life. Okay. So this time in this affirmation, I would just like to ask God, Creator, Great Spirit, God, all the masters and the angels to come into our high selves today and to resurrect the beauty and understanding that stands in our way from really reaching out and feeling the exact feeling of the love that was given to us on the day we were born from our Creator. And not just say, I love you because it feels right, but to really feel what you're saying in the words to mean something, to give that word energy, to give it power by the feeling behind it. And not just be in routine, but to be really be in the energy of love for yourself and for the divine connection that you have with Earth, that you have with your high self and your ancestors and all the ones looking down upon you today, for all the babies coming into the world and for all the beautiful beloveds who are leaving this world into their next life. Just want to say thank you, Anjali, for all of your love and your energy and your friendship and your teachings. And I just want to say to all the people who also have loved ones on the other side that you find your connection, build a mansion, build a garden, build something that they love and send it to them from God. Visualize it and send it. So we ask you at this time, masters and angels, to come forth into all the people's minds, their high selves, to help them surround themselves with that beautiful, angelic, gold and pink and purple and violet and white light, to uplift the energies from their first, second, third, and fourth into their crown chakras, and allow the angels to open up and energize their mind's eye, as well as to energize the energy inside their spines, their lower back, to remove any feelings of loss or fears that they're holding on to for whatever reason, and to open them up into a higher realm of understanding. We thank you for this day, for this way of life, and for this opportunity to pray this way, and for all the opportunities to love and to forgive and to enjoy in the next moments to come. We give thanks. So let it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mataki Asan. Master Kathumi Dwaku, Mother Mary, Kwani, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Radkill, Jobiel, El Moria, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Master Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Buddha, White Buffalo, Catwoman, Geronimo, Sidney Bo, Krishna, Mary Magdalene, Metatron, Merlin, Master Shaw, John the Baptist, Lady Nada, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Salaria, Asteria, Grandma Lily, Auntie Olga, Master Toth, Master Ayubi, Master Kwan, Sananda, Nichananda, Muktananda, Sai Baba, Maitreya, Isis, Gaia, Lady Electra, Master Lucius, Master Bellatron, Maha Chohan, Pele, Yeshua, Palladian Light Council, Syrian Light Council, Andromedan Light Council, ancestors only of the light to come in and surround us and keep any darkness or any negative energies out. St. Francis, Assisi, Master Moses, and Peter. We say thank you for the masters for coming into our high house today. Let your love and your light touch us and bestow upon us a blessing to help to expand our minds and our energy through this activation of the archangel energy, to come to our mind's eye and to clear out all the negative energies that we are attached to from the past, present, and the future. Help us to diminish and dissolve lack, dissolve pain, dissolve parts of ourselves that we feel could never be healed, and to heal that part of ourselves and our mind, and to regenerate that part of our mind, to resurrect the love and the energy, to take away the things that we feared the most about ourselves and our future. We ask you, angels, to come into our solar plexus and to clear the energy of all those familial paradigms stuck in our stomachs and all the familial paradigms stuck in our minds, and any past lives or energies that are causing frequent negativities to happen in this moment, any karmas that are in our lives today, we ask you to diminish and dissolve those energies, unless that it is a soul purpose or a lesson that we need to look at and forgive in ourselves. We ask you this in the highest love, in the highest integrity, in the highest intention of healing of this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Archangel Michael says, for right now, for a moment, he says, as you are sitting there or laying there, he wants you to see your hands turning white light, your feet turning white light, your crown chakra turning white light, He says, "You are not new, you are no longer human, but you are a fountain of white light. Inside your mind, inside your body, you are becoming a fluid flow of white light water, of white light flow, coming into your arms, coming into your feet, up your body, and out of your head. Let yourself feel the elegance of this energy traveling over your body, like laying down in the river and feeling like the river flowing all around your body, releasing all the parts of yourself that have been holding on for dear life and not wanting to let go. And just let yourself know that you are loved, that every part of your body that hurts, that you have ignored all the parts of your programs, any feelings of distrust or fear, love that part of yourself," he says. "Love it and let it go. Let it do its own work. Don't stop it from teaching you how to love yourself, but release it that way." He says, "Let yourself feel yourself turning into a lotus flower with elegance and aroma. Let yourself feel as if you were living in a jungle with other flowers growing off the side of a hill, enjoying the beautiful night sky and the beautiful light breeze. Let yourself know that those stars that look upon you, that gaze upon your light, are also blessing and loving you from a distance. Let yourself feel the stretch of that love and that energy coming from you, touching out and reaching the energy of that star, its light. Now become one with it. Feel yourself and your chakras becoming like the stars in the sky, becoming bright, and send that light from inside yourself, outside yourself, into every particle, every cell, every tissue, every atom, every part of your DNA, becoming saturated by this beautiful light of combining your mind's eye and your energy and the light of your body with the starlight energy. And now look over to your right and see the beautiful moon becoming full, bringing that feminine beauty, that feminine energy into your mind, into your heart, and become one with that feminine beauty. And if you feel conflict about becoming feminine, it does not mean that you are becoming way too feminine, that you will be out of balance. It just means that it will help you to calm your nerves and give you right direction in your path. Let yourself feel yourself floating in the energy of the moon, letting go of past energies, feelings of being hurt from people in your life or situations, and just let yourself flow with the energy of divine light moving through your body. He's calling in Lady Jessica, Metatron Merlin, Mother Mary, Lady Nada, Lady Electra, Mahanti Olga, and Grandma Lily, to come in and surround each of you with their blessing, the Star of David being placed in your crown chakra and placed in your heart. Throughout your body, all the conflict and energy is now being dissolved. Let yourself feel the energy as it comes into your crown, breathing wistfully, elegantly, and lovingly down your grounding cord and into the earth. And know that you are loved. So let it be. Okay. Mother Mary is going to some of you right now and pulling out worry out of your second chakra. She says, sometimes we get into so much conflict with ourselves, we don't ever allow ourselves to be who we are. We look at other people and we envy them and we want to be like them. We want to walk in their shoes. We want to feel what they feel. How do you know that person isn't looking at you and asking the same questions? Be yourself, she says. In the elegance of love and the energy of divine light, you are becoming yourself. You are made to be who you are. And you are given every purpose and every tool and every love and every energy that you ask for. And every dream and every prayer coming into fruition to help you sustain that feeling that you are yourself because you have been born that way and you are special for that. And she's pulling energy of ill reflection out of the second chakra, out of a lot of you. Metatron and Merlin are pulling energy out of your behind your heart chakra, of the feeling of being insecure. And Metatron says, as long as you feel the abundance of light filling you up on the consequences, it means that you need to stay connected, have consequences, because your children, your family, the stars, you are connected. connection that you feel an ally. And it's
that's
in the ally
right.
that you feel abundant about feeling protected. And supported. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so I'm pulling out my energy and pulling out the energy and disconnecting myself from all that energy. I'm just going to let that lay with all you guys today. So I say thank you, all of you, for hearing this today and feeling this today and being part of this participation. Sealed in truth. Oh, okay. I'm dizzy. How about you?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
How's it going?
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. I'm sweating okay. over here big time, so go ahead.
Was it hot there?
It's oh, hot my in... gosh. It's 98,
California?
90 degrees right now.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. It was, no, I'm glad. I kind of broke in a little bit because you were starting to fade a little bit, the connection. But then you came right back. So that was very powerful and very nice. I always, you know, when we're doing a show like that, I always want to relax and totally just veg, you know, just chill when you're doing the activations, and then I have to stay, you know, kind of with it. So I'll listen to that again later and enjoy it.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Matthew.
You're welcome.
And thank you to all your guides. It sounds like you have some new guides with us tonight.
Yeah. They pop in and out, you know, at certain mm-hmm. times. And, you know, when there's a transformational time and there's a lot more people coming into this work, mm-hmm. more names with their vibrations need to come in so people can remember those names. You know, it's like a song. You know, when you go to a ceremony mm-hmm. or you go to a sweat lodge or you go to a drumming circle and you hear a song that stands out, you kind of in the shower the next day going, oh, man, that song was cool. How did it go? And you sing it and you bring the energy back. Mm-hmm. Same thing when I call a name that you've never heard before. Who was that? And they say their name, boom, and they're right next to them helping them with whatever they're going through. So, yeah, if their vibration is strong.
So who were the new ones? The one was the angel, and you had a tough time spelling it. Somebody in the chat actually spelled it.
I forgot her name already.
Somebody spelled it. Let me see. It was this. Oh, now I just lost the page in the chat. I'm rebooting. I'm coming back in. Somebody named Free Energy Grid. I think his name is Ken. He wrote it down. It looked like a perfect spelling. Now I have to reboot that page. So there you go. Maybe they don't want us to know. It's not important, the spelling, right? Because it's beyond
really.
Language.
Just the vibration of their name.
Yeah. It was something with an A. It was like Aga. Yeah. I'm not very good with. Okay, here it is. I'm looking. I want to see what they... Aga... Agameni? Me and my lack of glasses. All right. Agansemi. Agansemi? I don't know. We love you anyway, though. Thank you so much for being here. All right. So they're still with us, though, as you do the readings, of course. And I'm excited. So are you ready, my dear Matthew, to take some calls?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know, and I apologize ahead of time. I don't know how I'm going to do. So, you know, I'm just going to take it with a grain of salt and do the best I can. So, you know, just be patient, and we'll be able to help you in the way that it comes through us.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. You know, everybody is very accepting. Such a nice community we have here for the show. And if you're just joining us for the first time, I want to remind people Matthew's website is ascendedmasterangels.com. So you can always check him out there. And he'll have his phone number there, and we'll give that at the end of the show as well.
Sure.
But we do have a lot of people who are calling. So let's start with,
I'm going to start with you, Claudia. I'm going to
start with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, because I got Master Hilarion and Master and Jeshua behind you right now, and what they want to do is that you've been, you know, you've been having a blessing coming in, but you're not allowing it to come in. It's like then you're blocking it from some path that you're on. Oops. Do I have your permission to connect to myself?
Yes, you do.
So sorry. Oh,
nope,
gosh, this day is going like that all the time.
Good.
Okay. All right. So Master Hilarion says that, you know, you need to really let yourself be refined. You know, when we start to look at what we are and who we are and what we're doing in the world, we forget about the simple things. And the simple things is that you're a blessed person with a lot of beautiful energy, and it's time for you to get more out in the world and not just keep yourself in a box. And whatever that means to you, if that means that you make a bunch of cards or a bunch of, you know, gift cards and you put them on people's windshields, but you, people need to know who you are. It's time. Your energy is aloft, he says. And when you're aloft, you're light. And people will remember you from the energy that you carry. So it's important for you to really be known now, you know, and the masters will help you. They'll support you. They'll energize you. They'll energize which direction to go in. They'll give you insight. They'll give you impulses. And they'll help you network. And when you start to go out and do these, when you go to these conferences, you know, they'll show you the right people. When you meet eyes with somebody, go up there and talk to them. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't have to be a love relationship. It could just be a friendship, you know. But talk to them and really make that connection with people and really get to know those people. And you have that wholeheartedness where you can actually ground yourself in someone else and really feel a connection with people really easier than most people can, because you're already a very open, sincere human being with a lot of different parts of yourself still really learning how to recreate yourself and be in balance with that. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, my God, yeah, totally.
Okay. So Mother Mary says there's only one thing we need to do here, and that's in your second chakra. And there's a lot, there's a little bit of disbelief about your program or disbelief about your power. And power has many things. It's like five fingers. Each of the fingers do certain things. Some fingers can see you within a situation, and some fingers can point you in the right direction, and some one finger could be your personality. Another one can show you how to dress and what colors to wear to attract what you're looking for in life. So inside your second chakra, you're not completely allowing yourself to be in your divine presentation. And divine presentation means basically you're allowing your spirit to speak for you. You're being in your power to let your mind and your heart speak together as one, and not one without the other. Because when you're in balance, you're unafraid about what comes through your heart and your brain together. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's pulling out that energy out of your second chakra.
Thank you.
All right. And Master Hilarion says, and the fear. There's fear back here.
Oh.
So he says there's fear back there in your lower back, behind your second chakra as well.
Nice.
And he says the fears are impulses. You're afraid of having impulses about going in certain directions because you don't want to go down that road again with that kind of person or persons. Very carefully there. Discernment, Master Hilarion. Gotcha. Give me a thumbs up. Right on. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. How does that feel?
Yeah. It feels good. Wow. That's totally right. It's nothing to hide with these guys. It's all out there.
Well,
not that I'm hiding. I'm not trying to hide at all. But you know what I'm saying? Like, well, how'd they know that? I'm just kidding. Oh. Wow. So,
you know, I had a dream last night.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of resonating with, you know, my aunt who's crossing over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times I think a lot of us are running away from parts of ourselves that we're afraid to look at, you know.
Yeah.
We learn an amount of period, let's say, between ages 21 to 50. We learn a lot during that time, either by events that happen in our life, impacts, or things that we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still that part of ourselves that is still growing along with who we are, because we're every evolving doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, you're going to be every part of your candy and every candy wrapper that you get at Halloween. It means that you are still the bag that holds all that together. And sometimes my dreams talks about the true spirit that I am, you know, without all the gifts, without all the, the funny jokes and the humor without all the psychic ability and the clairvoyance and all the creativity and all the stuff that we, you know, end up becoming later on because of the influence of God and energy in our life. And somewhere inside of us, we have a place called home that we all have to come back to. And that doesn't always mean heaven. Sometimes it would. But in a lot of ways, home is right where your heart is. And, you know, and that saying, your home is where your heart's at, is exactly right on. And in every dream that I've had that I've been afraid, I've always ran home. And home is where you've always felt secure, you felt loved, you felt it was a safe place. No matter what had happened, you know, if you had some scary memories about when you were young, you know, home always represents for me, you know, truly who I am. And I think that's really a profound, you know, those are profound dreams when you can have that happen to you. And so I share that with you. I share that with you because, you know, a lot of us are running away from who we truly are inside. And this masters and the spirits are here to show you who you are and who you were born to become. And so, you know, I just wanted to kind of say that to everyone out there that there, you have a long ways to go. It's great. The path is awesome, you know, and there's just no looking back. Everything's going to be getting better and better because we're alive here together. Okay, enough of that. Go ahead and get somebody else.
Well, thank you. I just want to say about the reading, you know, you gave me and what all of your guides and masters and angels have helped with, that was really cool. And I feel I really am connecting with people here. It's, you know, not to get, I know we have people waiting, but just to say as a confirmation, I'm totally connecting with my people up here in Saratoga now. I've met 3 different female shamans here. And then there's been a llama staying at my friend the shaman's house and just finally meeting all these cool healers and great, great people. So I'm actually forming a women's group. And I'm on the path, and so I'm putting it out there. So I'm really happy to know that they're going to help me. They can help me with my networking and speaking my voice and getting out of the box. So... So I'm psyched for that, and thanks so much, Matthew. And thanks for everyone that helped. Yeah, that feels really good. It's like I'm right. You know, things in life are all kind of mirroring each other. So to me, when that starts to happen, you know, then it's like I do feel like I'm definitely on. Things are quickening, and it's a very exciting time. I'm sure a lot of people feel like it's an exciting time. So, God, you're really good at this, Matthew, so thank you. I wasn't expecting that. All right, so I guess let's move on to another fortunate soul here. Back with my host hat on. So we're going to take another caller, an oldie but a goodie. Let's go here with the 561. Check this out, people. Hello.
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 Hello, Matthew. Can you recognize this caller? Do you know who this
Hello,
is?
Hello, Matthew. Hi, Matthew. I'm a voice from your past.
Oh, my God. Is this roadkill? Dude, where you been?
Roadkill? Oh, my goodness gracious.
What the heck is
no,
that?
No, it's not. It's not roadkill. Try again. It's okay. So anyway, this is Helene. For
who is this?
Okay, Helene. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
So
I didn't even really know it was you.
I feel so
embarrassed.
No.
Oh, my God.
You really thought this was a roadkill as a person? It's an actual person? I'm sorry.
I was so kidding. I knew it was my sister Helene, and, you know, that's, you know, we have that connection.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, we were wondering how you were going to react. We're like, you know, he's going to be a little, he's going to give you some grief, but which way, we didn't know. So this is how it came.
You always say something. So it's so good to be on the show. And Claudia, that was such a great reading Matthew gave you.
Wasn't that great?
It was so perfect and perfectly timed. But
I
you are
know.
Really good at it.
It's really good, and now I have to listen to that. And
my dog always has to make an appearance on every show. Did you hear that in the background? He always
that's
has to
little
come
Jones.
On.
Is that Jones or
Jones.
Lucky?
That's
which
Jones.
Dog you own? Oh, hello, Jones.
So anyway,
so,
please, here I am.
With Matthew. Yes,
Matthew,
we love you, Lainey.
Here I am in 2 weeks. I'm moving to Kauai, and I'm just getting everything together here. And I've had my own ups and downs as I'm doing it, little things, like I cracked the tooth, I had a little medical thing go on. I'm in a sea of all of my belongings that I have to give away. I am continually itchy. I think it's maybe stress still. And like I said, maybe if you have some words of wisdom for me and any clearing that needs to happen or any balancing that needs to happen, I would welcome it.
Do I have your permission to connect myself? Okay. So my Auntie Olga is coming in, and she's going to rub your temples.
Oh.
And, yeah, she's just going to rub your temples, and she says, just swear yourself away from thinking right now. And, slow down your mind. You know, it's not important that we have all these billions of things going through our mind to feel like we're, you know, being productive. But what is important is let those thoughts, the ones that really mean something to you, stand out. Merlin says, you remember that song with that Christmas song? You know, put one foot in front of the other,
and soon you'll be walking out the door. That's,
you know, when Chris Kringle meets
song.
Your mom.
Yeah,
anyways,
I love that
yeah.
song.
And so they're saying that you really, you know, Eskimo says that a big part of you is already in Kauai. He says, and when you are separated from your spirit, because you're already projecting all these things into Kauai, you're separating yourself from the joy of transformation. It's when you learn to pull back your energy from every direction and you become one with the situation. That will build a faith because you'll realize from day to day how much strength you truly have about getting through what you need to get through rather than projecting everything out into the world about what you're not doing and how it's not working for you and how it's, this is hard and how am I going to do this. And you have all the energy that you need in order for you to facilitate this transformational move for you. And this move isn't just physically, it's energetically. He says that your mind and your crown chakra is already in graduation mode because you feel like you're graduating into some place other than your home, being in, you know, locked in a box with four corners, roof, and a floor. You're expanding yourself and going out into the world and letting yourself glow, letting yourself shine, letting yourself not worry, but just to have a good time with whatever your experience brings to you. And it's in that experience that you'll start to understand and feel the flow of love and support that you have from the masters and from the angels that will help you move into a good direction, to cause you to have a strong network of people and to build community in what you're trying to do. And just live your life, because this is what you're doing. Have fun when you live your life. Don't dread living your life. You want to have fun living your life. You want to meet people. You want to expand yourself. You want to share your medicine, share your laughter. You know, he says, I don't know about those dogs, but, you know, those are your dogs too. But,
those
yeah.
dogs.
And so Mother Mary says that, you know, one of the things that you have frequently is that you have an elevator goes up your chakras. Starts at your first chakra and it stops at your goes back down your first chakra. It comes up and it stops at your third chakra and goes back down. And comes all the way up your throat chakra again and it drops down. And she says that you when you make decisions, follow through. Don't just stop halfway in your decision making, decide to change it because it doesn't feel right. When you make a decision wholesomely and full heartedly, follow it all the way to the end. And don't look back, because when you make a decision from your heart, it's teaching you something, something that only you can learn for yourself. And when you follow through with it, the right actions will be there, the right people will be there, the right energies will be there. and it'll help you, you know, and they won't feel like you're in mud or you're losing your shoes and you're losing your pants and you're losing this, you're losing that. You're gaining everything because you're opening yourself up to receive. And Master Gautami says one of the things about having estate sale is that you get to get rid of your burdens. You get to leave all your burdens behind and become, you know, lighthearted, lighted. You get to travel lightly. So, you know, it's important to really realize that, you know, when you're giving up a part of yourself, you're really doing it for the most positive thing because you're trusting and having faith and spirit to carry you through. And when you put your faith there in spirit, you know, some teachings can be pretty harsh, but they'll always come through. Okay. So Mother Mary says, Olga is putting a light body energy inside your crown chakra. And this light body energy consists of a Solarian aptitude. The Solarian aptitude is like an energy that dissolves negative discernments or projections from anyone else, so you stay rightfully in your momentum without feeling like you're being knocked off your path. Because sometimes, especially when you become too emotional, it's easy for you to get knocked off your path, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're putting that in your crown chakra. And all you have to do in this moment is just give thanks, breathe in your grounding cord, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your nose. Okay. And let it fit right in there. All right. Can you feel, sense that happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did
that help you a little bit?
Oh, it helped a lot, Matthew. It was just so spot on, every bit of it. And I thank you so much. It's exciting, and I mean, I'm really grateful for this reading today. You just said everything that I needed to hear. I know my friend Angel Princess Mermaid Kelly, I hope I got that name right, Princess Kelly, she's listening from the other room, and I'm sure she's thinking that you're spot on, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she has such a nice long name. What about my name? Angel Princess Mermaid Kelly. What about CJ?
What
am I?
Princess Mermaid. I'm telling you, we're missing something.
You're gonna have to think of some names for me. Who's in the? I'm in the room way over here. Soon to be
I'm
even farther away from you.
I think of myself as a dolphin.
Okay, guys.
Angel
folks,
Princess Mermaid.
$1.
She's lucky. Sorry.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for
I love
calling.
You,
Lane.
I'm glad you're
thank
doing okay.
You.
All right.
I am, and I love you so much. Thank you for your. Thank you for this heartfelt reading. It really helped, and it means a lot to me. Thank you for being such a good friend, Matthew.
You're welcome, always.
And Claudia, too, of course.
Oh, yeah. What am I, chopped liver over here?
Yeah. I love you, Claudia.
I love you, too, of course, Elaine. I'm so happy you got a reading, and, you know, it's a good thing you have friends in high places. Bada bing,
just
I do. That's something. That's what from Franco Di Nicola's lips. So he said that. It's good to have friends in high places. Yeah. All right, then we love you so much. Thanks for calling and always making the show kind of funny. It's always a little bit of a the it's a lift in the show. So we'll see you next time, Helene.
Yes, see you soon. Bye, guys.
And best of luck with all of everything. I'll talk to you soon, of course, my dear. All right. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was really, really nice. That was really nice, the reading you gave her. Thank you. All right, then. So, are you ready for yet another one?
Yes,
another
I am.
Beautiful reading? Yeah. Okay. Let's take this number here. We shall see what fun ensues from this one. Fun or any kind of excitement happening. It's a 978 number. Let's see. Okay. I'm clicking on it. It's at 978. Are you with us? Hello? It's the CJ Miller Show.
Hey, CJ.
Hi. Hi. Is this Jeff? Is this Jeff?
Oh, my God. Really?
Jeff, you're supposed to make the sound like you're sleeping, though. Otherwise, people won't know who you are. Can you make that sound?
Yeah, snore a little bit for us, Jeff. I knew you would do that. Right on. All right. Good, good, good.
Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff is the returning. He slept on the last show. But that was one of the funniest parts of the show, you know, so I'm glad to have you back anytime,
you.
Jeff. And you're my new Facebook friend, so wonderful to know you. And please, Matthew, you know this man. This is your friend too, right?
Yeah, he's my little brother. Yeah, he can be a pain in the butt sometimes. He's a good guy, yeah.
He's a little brother. Oh, how sweet.
Okay, Jeff, do I have your permission to connect to myself?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so I'm going to clear the path for you, all right? Master's already working at it. Master Kuthumi has his white hat on, you know, his construction hat, and Archangel Michael is clearing that energy for you. You know, one of the things that you need to do in order for yourself to get going where you need to be, right, is clear up your past. Don't take any baggage. Don't take any baggage with yourself into the future. I know you have to move, and I know that it's heartbreaking.
Yep.
So what you need to do is really start projecting out into the world what you want to do and how you want to be and how you want to feel. And then see yourself, you know, not so much the structure around, but see the people in your life, all right? You want to be able to create an energy, atmosphere, energy of what you're walking into. You're walking into your life. You're walking into your world. You're walking into your power. You're leaving, you know, behind yourself a family who loves you. You know, regardless of personality, past experiences, they're leaving a family that loves you, and that you're taking that energy with you, that love and energy. And anything that doesn't feel right about that love that you're taking with you, I want you right now, call in Master Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Buddha, Lady Jessica into your high self, and clear the energy around your belly, around your legs, around your left ankle, and around your left shoulder. And the left part of your head, and just start cleaning up the energy. And as you're doing that right now, I'm going to go into your soul's truth and clear up the energy in your soul's truth. And again, for all of you who don't know, the soul's truth is the energy or the doorway into the soul. And it's the energies that we have a tendency to accumulate over lifetimes of emotional blockages that keep us from our soul brilliance. It's our soul's brilliance that projects out into the world about who we are and what we are and our energy and our field and our colors of our aura and what we are manifesting into our life. When that energy is clear, we manifest what our true spirit is supposed to be having to experience. And with being obscured by all these emotional skins, we end up being more of what our character defects are and our lack of love becomes. All right. So Mother Mary is in there with Lady Nada, Mary Magdalene, Lady Jessica, Erabkiel, Gabriel, White Buffalo Catwoman. They're all inside there. And Aunt Yoga. Okay, and she's saying that you have a lot of misjudgment on yourself. You're judging yourself quite frequently about feeling things that you're feeling helpless about. About energies that you're feeling like you're carrying for other people that you don't have to carry anymore. You don't have to carry your mom's hatred or your mother's judgment or your mother's criticism or your mother's ill will or ill feelings towards you. It's not your job to carry your mom's issues. It's important for you to know, because you're a child of God, period, end. That's it. That's done. You know, live that life that you are a blessing of God's love, of His. You are one of His children. And you're doing the, you know, you're learning how to do the work there without ego, without projection, without trying too hard, but just let it happen. And instead of trying to make energy happen, you're letting energy happen. And that's a person of integrity and an awesome conduit and letting God do the job. You're just holding a flashlight for Him. Okay? Every person you work on, you're just holding a flashlight. And like your little kid, you know, working on your the jalopy with your dad, you know, when you were small. He says, hey, hold the flashlight. Let me get, that's all you're doing, and God can carry the rest. Okay. So they're clearing all the energy out of your soul's truth. And also, Elmore is saying that your sacral is really off. Did you fall down recently or something?
No, it's been hurting for a while now.
Okay, so Elmore's going to go in there. He says you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Tonight, he wants you to sleep with the pillow between your legs. And if you can, on your side. That will straighten out your sacrum a little bit more. And
okay.
If you can, and do leg lifts in the morning, that just means like, you know, like lift your knee real slow. If you have to hold on to something, then do it with one hand you can, or hold on to a doorknob. But lift one leg and draw it up as far as you can to your chest and then drop it. And then go to the other leg. Hold the doorknob with your left hand. Pull your leg up to your chest or just like halfway there if you can, and then drop it. And feel where the tightness is. And do that, and you'll become more flexible, and you'll be able to let that movement go. So he's going to go into your sacrum right now and see if he can pull the energy out that it's causing. Because whenever you have pain in a certain area, he says there's always pressure, feeling like on the edge of depression or on the edge of anger or on the edge of stress or on the edge of helplessness, you know what I'm saying? Or the edge of judging yourself. Oh, it's me. I did this to myself. Boo-hoo. No, it's just energy that's making you feel that way. So if you don't have the energy there, your mind doesn't have any place to go but, you know, to into the willingness to change, the willingness to feel better. So let's go into your sacrum right now and pull that energy out of your left butt cheek.
Whew. Good call, man. Good call.
Okay, good, good. I got to be careful about what I say on the radio because sometimes my kids will hear me say butt, and I don't know what it is. Just because they're seven, they say butt. It's supposed to be the funniest thing in the world. Okay.
It is the fuck.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I don't get that. Oh, I don't get it, but.
I love your kids. They're great.
Okay.
I was laughing. I'm sorry. I had to.
That's okay.
Because I think it's funny.
I kind of just raised one eyebrow like the Rock, like, what?
You're a good kid,
okay.
Matthew.
All right. So they're pulling. What they're doing too is that they're extending your pubis. The pubis is the bone in the front of your you know, just below your belly, the pubis area. And there is like you have the, your flexors on each of your sides of your thigh there, especially the one on the left. They're really locked up.
Yep.
So what you're gonna need to do is that before you go to bed tonight, you need to lay down on your belly, okay. And you need to lift yourself up without your hands, just using your back muscles. And you lift up, counting to three. One, two, three. Hold your breath. One, two, three. Then you drop. One, two, three. Do that three times, and that will start to loosen up the energy in your lower back and in your pubis area and help your lower back from hurting.
Oh, thank you. Great.
Yeah, yeah. And that, you know, just doing that, just that action, you'll be able to, because it looks like you have, I don't know if you have deteriorating discs or you have old disc hemorrhaging or something going on with your second and third discs in your lower back, causing some pain going down your leg.
Yep.
All kinds of fun stuff going on here. Okay. So they said that will help, but Elmore is going to put an energy band around it, and this energy band will make it vibrate. So when you're doing these exercises, it won't cause you pain. That's awesome. Thank you, Elmore.
Yeah, thank you, Elmore.
Yeah. How does that feel, Jeff? Can you feel the energy surging through your body?
Yes, I can.
Okay, very good. Awesome blossom.
Can I ask one fast question?
Sure.
My website's just about getting ready to be done. Do you think by the time I leave that I'll start getting some clients? Think anything to say about
me,
that?
Are you asking me yes and no questions, Jeff?
No.
Okay, let me look. He's always, you know, I don't like to do yes and no questions. Okay. Mother Mary and Mascatumi both say once you get your website up and you start doing offerings, people get to know you. And it's learning to build trust in your community and working with only the people that are attracted to your work. And there are a billion people out in the world who, I'm sure, 200 or three of them will be attracted to your work. So there is no lack. All right? So do the best you can, you know, and that's all they ever ask for is for you to do the best you can. And once you put your website up and you start creating your own community and you start to work with people and explain things about what you're doing, that, you know, also you guys, Jeff is also a worker. He's good at what he does, you know, and so just want to put that out. If you ever hear of Jeff Witham, you know, he's a good man, good person, and he has sincerity in his work. Okay, so yeah, when you put your website up, you know, just do the best you can, you know, and announce who you are, you know, talk about yourself, put up pictures, you know, let people have an experience about who you are, who Jeff Witham is, and you'll start attracting those kinds of people to you who really, honestly, sincerely need your help, and you'll find the connections you need. But, you know, I can't feel how long it's going to take, you know. It could be 6 months to a year that you start to really take off. But for right now, just really look at what you can do to make a little bit of money here and there, you know. You know, so that's basically all I can say to you right now. Let me just look at something real quick into your karma. Okay, yeah, so there's a lot of judgment on yourself. You're, like, judging yourself a lot. And when you judge yourself a lot, you bring down the rooftop. And when you bring down the rooftop, you end up crimping the flow of productivity and abundance and prosperity into your life. So try to live without judgment. I know that's hard sometimes, especially with the pain that we feel and the energy that we feel having to relocate and having to move out, you know, and feeling our age and so forth. But it's really important to really not judge yourself or others and just forgive. And once you do that, once you can forgive and once you just kind of, you know, do what you need to do, you know, you can come into California if you want. We have a trailer in the front. You can probably stay in there for a little bit if you need to. You know, but find your niche. Find where you need to be. Find where you belong, and you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Everything will be good.
Okay, you know,
have an estate sale. No, Southridge. Move to Kauai. No. So, you know.
I don't want to take up a whole lot of time. I want you to get to help some other people.
Right. So, yeah, that's why I have a hard time with yes and no questions, because there's so many avenues that you can do, but you have to follow through. You know, you have to follow through. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thank you both of you very much, and I'll be talking to both of you later on.
Okay. Do you feel okay. Complete? Do you feel good about that?
Yes. Great okay. Information. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Love you,
thanks,
bro.
Okay.
Love you, too.
Thanks for calling, Jeff.
Okay. Bye, Claudia.
My new best friend.
Best buddy in the world.
Much love. in the whole world. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see how Helene feels about that. You know, she's been number one. But there's always room for more great friends. So much love to you, and have a great night, my dear.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks,
bye.
Jeff. Bye. He is funny.
Yeah.
We were talking before he had friended me, and we were joking around. So, and I was like, oh, you're the guy who was snoring. That was so fun. I can't tell you how many people were writing me after the show, like, that was hilarious. So one of my friends, Ravinder, she thought that was particularly hilarious. So I'm like, oh, you know, it's good to have a little humorous stuff injected into every show. So you're doing a very good job tonight. How are you feeling?
Okay. I feel good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. So, you know, I'm feeling led to take this number. I don't know. I think it's Vermont 802. So I'm going to take this one. 8025.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Or do you have a thought? Okay, let's do it. Drum roll, please. 802. Hello. Hello, 802579. This is CJ
That's
Miller.
That's me.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Samantha.
Samantha.
Hi. I've been trying to connect with Archangel Michael and Mr. Bueno here. I'm really happy to get in touch with you guys.
Oh, awesome.
Goody. Yay. Awesome. So please... you know, my mind is like a sieve. What's your name again?
Oh, that's fine. My name is Samantha.
Samantha, right. Okay, Samantha, thanks so much for calling. What's your question for Matthew and Archangel Michael?
Well, or in any and all, really. Well, I've been for the last year in this just massive transformation that was kind of just thrust on me, and it's been really scary and really wonderful. And you know, I've found recently just like cutting things and habits and people out, and kind of just having a hard time trusting my heart and my own voice. And but, you know, and I heard you reference something similar. In doing that, I'm like opening myself up to be to receive, and it's been really beautiful, but it's also really scary. And just any insight would be much appreciated. I've had just a lot of psychic experiences, and just lots of love to give, and lots of my own healing to do. So really, that's just about all I have to offer for insight right now.
Okay. So do you consider yourself a pretty open-minded person, Samantha?
100%.
Okay, good. All right. So do I have your permission to connect to myself?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what I'm doing right now, I'm connecting to God, I'm connecting to the Masters, and I'm calling Archangel Mike out, all right, and And so what I need you to do is that, do you have a grounding cord down right now? Okay, so together, I want you to follow what I'm saying to you. Okay, this is important. I want you to ask God to send down a white light cord down to the top of your mind, into your pituitary gland, down your back, into your first chakra. Okay, and I want you to think about right now, as you're making this grounding cord, this grounding cord was constructed and made by Mother Mary. Okay, and this, what this does is that this grounding cord vibrates the energy of your high self. And what it does is that it transmutes all the negative energies that we release into you today, and in your heart, and in your mind, and your emotional body. And as it transmutes the energy down your cord, it comes back into your energy field to promote a feeling of confidence, of spiritual allies, spiritual support, and not feeling like you have a big old hole inside yourself. And at the same time, when you're clearing yourself, you're sending that energy down. It's also healing the earth. So right now, I want you to make a beautiful white light key at the end of your cord, coming out of your spine, hanging out of your tailbone spine outside your body. And I want you to feel like as it weighs 5,000 pounds. And I want you to feel that key drop out of your lower back, taking your beautiful white light cord down into the earth, crushing past steel and rock and mud and the energy of the sand, dirt, rock, until you start to feel the lava in the mantle of the earth. And inside the earth, I want you to have the intention of finding a hole that matches your key and place your key inside the hole and then turn it, coax it to turn to the right until it locks. And at this moment, I want you to ask Mother Gaia to send up balancing, mothering, nurturing energy back up your cord in the form of a green vine with tiny little flowers growing off your vine, growing all the way back up your cord, up into your lower back. And as it comes into your lower back, I want you to transform it into green fire. And feel this green fire, this watery green fire going up your back, burning out any negative energies up your back, all the way up behind your heart chakra. And as it comes to the top of your head, see a blue door and explode that gigantic green flame into a gigantic gold bonfire on top of your head. And as you have that big burning gold bonfire on top of your head, I want you to access and ask Archangel Michael to come into your high self to activate the Holy Spirit that you just created within your body. And as he's activating that, I'm calling in Saint Germain to activate this beautiful golden blessing inside Samantha's high self. And Samantha, I want you to have the intention right now to draw that energy into your body, into your brain, into your heart, into your lungs, into your stomach, all your appendages, your arms, fingertips, legs, lower legs, calves, ankles, and toes, and just feel yourself letting go of past experiences and anything that scares you. Okay, I'm calling in Jesus Christ and Yeshua right now to surround you with Buddha and Ganesh and Krishna, and I'm also calling in Rama Anji into your crown chakra to electrify the energy field around your body and to pulsate the energy, negative energies, all out of your etheric and your angelic field. The reason why we're doing this is because you have an entity in your field, and that's why I asked you if you were open-minded. And this entity is really dark red, which is probably a relative, a father or an uncle or somebody who's been crossing over with you from lifetime to lifetime, causing intimidation, negativity, and self-judgment. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're doing is that we're calling, are you, since you called in Archangel Michael, you've just empowered yourself with Archangel's love, Archangel Michael's love, and his forever undying protection that now he is in your field. That is the key. When you call in Archangel Michael anytime through your high self, he is now your protector. But more
Thank you so much.
in your understanding and in your clarity. And he's right now, he's battling that thing and he's getting it out of you. And this thing is spitting at us, and it's like vomiting at us, and it's lashing out with long fingernails, and Michael just has it, and he's put it into a white light net, and he's turning it into a ball, and now he's taking it up to the light out of your field. And as he's doing that, I'm calling El Moria in, Lady Jessica, Master Lucius, to come in and clear up the imprint in her lower back. And there seems to be a tail back there, some kind of implant that they've been trying to implant into your lower back, your second and first chakra. So we're pulling that out. We're going to do a little etheric psychic surgery on your second and first chakra, pulling that energy out. Mother Mary is coming in with my Auntie Olga, and they're putting a symbol. This symbol is a holy symbol of resurrection, saying that this is no longer okay, this is no longer an opening, this is no longer okay for anything. So they're putting that there, and you will affect you. Since that happening in your lower back.
I'm sorry, you got real low right there.
Oh, can you sense that happening in your lower back?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I need you to breathe any fear, any doubt, any intimidation down your grounding cord, knowing as you're breathing down your grounding cord that the energy is becoming transmuted and coming back into your crown chakra, coming back into your field, and giving you that spiritual confidence that you need. Okay, and so you have a lot of imprints that, being touched by, there's a certain part of your personality that doesn't exactly, you need to find the right teacher for yourself is what you need to do. It's important for you to find the right teacher, someone who's going to teach you with integrity and not just take things from you or just siphon off of what you know, because you have a lot of it, you have a lot of natural insight, you have a lot of natural gifts that are still kind of afraid of coming out fully because you're not sure about who to trust. And that is completely perfect because your heart and your mind together will show you the right path. And if you pray on it, you'll find the right teacher. You know, and just to give you some insight for me, I wouldn't do a peyote ceremony because, to me that's a drug. It's something that wasn't good for me. But I prayed on it. And I prayed on it because I knew that's part of my heritage. I need to follow through with what my ancestors did. And so I was afraid because so many people talked about it who are addicts, alcoholics, that I just didn't want any part of it because it just felt like some other way of getting out of my accountability of being who I was. And when I prayed on it, I prayed on it for a year, and I was invited to two or three of them, during that year. And finally, I met a medicine man, his name was Leonard Henry from Battle Mountain. And that guy had so much love and so much integrity that I felt safe. I felt safe about being in that ceremony. He talked to me. He explained things to me. And he showed me that you could just hold the medicine in your hand and you'll get the same, just get the same vision. It'll still help you because it's alive. And so for you, I say the same thing. Pray. Ask for God. Ask for guidance. Ask for Archangel Michael to show you who that your teacher is, And it could be man, it could be woman, it could be, but they'll show up for you when the time is right. Okay, and so what we're doing is that Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, and Jesus Christ are clearing out the energies that you're blocking yourself with in your third chakra, the motivation, the trust, the energy, and there's a little bit of envy in there about envying other people. It's like you almost feel like you're left behind, like you're borrowed for time, or that you should be someplace else other than where you are now. And I think we've all felt that somehow, some way.
Mm.
So everything I'm saying, does that resonate with you?
100%. I can't thank you enough. Absolutely incredible.
Well,
thank you
yet.
So much.
Okay. A couple more things. The lid is still up. We don't want the jam to spread all over the table. Okay.
All right.
Hold on. So we're clearing out that. And, you know, one of the things you have a really powerful angelic connection with the angelic realm. And so I'm feeling like maybe your ancestors, you're from the angelic realm. There's a lot of gold and white light around you right now that's coming in, that you allowed to come in now that the entity is gone. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And that we're going to dissolve the imprint in your high self and keep that energy from blocking you. It's like it was blocking you from feeling, making you feel helpless, making you feel like you're all alone, making you feel like, you know, all these different aspects of negative feelings, judgment towards you. On yourself, judgment, harsh judgment, just like, why can't I do this? Why, you know, I have this in me. I don't know why I can't, because the entity was back there. You got to learn to look behind you, you know, not just in front of you, to look behind you, look all around your energy field. On my website, on the ascendedmasterangels.com, I have the grounding cord exercise that you can do.
That's so true.
Also,
I don't pay much attention to behind me at all, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So they're clearing up that. Mother Mary's putting gold light around your body, connecting it to the boulder on the side, the earth, three times right around the boulder, three times to bring it back around your body, bringing it around the sun three times to bring it back around your body, around your grounding cord, and connecting that. So they'll still be working on you for the duration of this day and this night. Yes. Perfect. Awesome, Samantha. Thank you for taking a chance on us today and coming in and working with us. Beautiful.
Thank you so much for both of you for being here.
Mm. Does that help you
thank
a little bit?
Thank you.
All more than I could even express in words. Thank you.
Mm. You're very welcome.
Thanks, Samantha.
God bless. Thank you.
And to you, too. Bye. Much love. Bye.
Much love. Bye. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Hmm. Oh, that's really nice.
I'm so happy you picked your number. That was right on. That was right on, Claudia. That was perfect.
Oh.
You rock. That needed to happen. It's just, you know, it just blows me away.
That.
You know, just when people show up like that, they have an entity in their field. Hello, yeah, that's like, let's take care of this, man. This shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
She needs to get out in the world and start helping people with her gifts, you know. So,
yeah, she definitely sounds like a big time healer. That was very powerful.
And one of the things that I liked about her a lot was that she mentioned, you know, when she mentioned Archangel Michael, she was already aware of her allies. She was already aware that when she has someone supporting her like Archangel Michael, there's something big happening in her body, not only because of what she's holding on to, like the entity and other energies, but because of what she carries inside. You know, and because we saw that connection with her and the angelic realm, you know, that's massive. That's huge. You know, and that's somebody who's meant to be here. I think there's more to Samantha that meets the eye. And I think when she wakes up, I think she's going to see it in herself, too.
Mm.
Pretty awesome.
Well, it sounds...
Thank you for that.
Yes. Yay. Thank you. I mean, clearly that definitely hit her on a very deep level, the reading. And I think it was very powerful. And again, these readings are so powerful for other people too, because we can all have we all have similarities. We're all part of the one. You know, that's an interesting thing that you bring that up with Archangel Michael. I always think of him, of Archangel Michael, as like a protector. And maybe you can shed some light on this for me, Matthew. Or Archangel Michael can. But I've heard like people like Franco Di Nicola, who, you know, I do a show with him, and he says that there's really no need to protect yourself, that if you're neutral, that there's no need for protection. But I still ask for Archangel Michael to protect me. I mean, do we need protection, or what do you feel about that?
I think in order for us to have discernment, okay, Mother Mary teaches me about discernment. When we can talk about something openly with another individual, you know, we're making that connection with that individual, and that person is feeling everything that the masters are saying. Therefore, for them having that spiritual experience of that connection, they feel having an ally will help them to better themselves and to move on into the direction. So when you are working with somebody, let's say, who has an entity, you're not going to come right out and say that unless you ask a certain question, like I asked her, are you open-minded? And as soon as she said yes, she answered the gold light that was already coming to us from Jeshua. So Jeshua and Jesus Christ were already there. So when they show up, I know that there's some protection energies going on that needs to happen. And, you know, and I believe what he was saying, expressing, is totally true. When you are in that neutral state, but for me, I'm in that neutral state, but I need to be in the dark and in the light, and in the dark and in the light, because I need to be on both sides to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So I need protection, because there's a lot of negative spirits out there that do not like the work that I'm doing. You know, I've had experiences where they catch me off guard, you know, they catch me off guard and they just show up on my doorstep, you know, and they say some mean things to me. And all I can do is say, okay, you know, Michael, come in here, Metatron, come in here, you know, and we got to take care of business. But, you know, it's just a matter of the more protection you have, the more energy and allies you have, you know, like your family, you know. When you're a little kid, when you have your big brother behind you, when you have your sisters, you feel good, you feel proud, you feel happy. You know, that's protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know that you can rely on them. That if you're, you know, out of money or you lost your shoe, or they're going to take care of you, you know. And so spirit world is like family. We have that connection, not only with them, but with our ancestors. And it's just a different way, a different perspective on my part, the way I work, because I work with the medicine of spirit. I work with the energy of spirit. I work with the healing of spirit. And we bring that energy into this realm so people can feel their own divine connection to those spirits. And they can feel the shift in their body, which gives them the feeling of moving and evolving into themselves. Because once you feel something that's not there, that feels so great and wonderful, and then the next moment you're feeling beautiful and clear and light, that's a shift in your body, and that's a makeup of your evolving spirit. You know, so protection helps you to feel safe in order to change, in order for you to move forward, in order for you to trust. You know, we need to feel that. We need to feel, you know, that connection to Mother Mary, where if we don't feel like we've been nurtured in our life by our own mothers, Mother Mary, and she comes in and she puts all that energy in us so we can feel that connection with that, you know, that love from a mom that is holy that way. And I need that, you know, whether I'm neutral or not. I love protection, and I'm always going to ask for it. So that's just me.
Okay. I think that's a great answer. It's a great answer to a question I'd been thinking about for a while, because, you know, so then I'll just keep going the way I go, because I ask for protection from myself and from my little daughter, Sophie, especially before we drift off to sleep, and, you know, with help going into the astral, into the dreamscape, because there are a lot of entities in the astral. And now that we've kind of moved into the fourth dimension, I just feel like there's, you know, I think as light workers, and a lot of people listening to the show probably are light workers.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, we're so empathic that we can easily take on other people's stuff. And if we're healers, you know, sometimes we'll be trying to help people and we'll take on what they have. As you know,
and
you're a shaman, you know.
A spiritual boundary that you need to have, you know. You need to create that spiritual boundary within yourself. You know, and as massage therapists, we know that, because when we come in and we hear people, you know, they're running late, they're calling, hey, I can't find your shop, you know, I'm out here, where are you? And we're going, okay, you go over the door, hey, come on in, it's okay, you're just right on time, take off your shoes, put them here, let's come upstairs and say, I'm so sorry, I'm so late, you know, my back has been hurting me, I've been having this headache. And so they're telling you their life story in a matter of 30 seconds or something. And you feel that coming to them. You don't want to take off that stuff. So you have them come in and just relax and sit down, and I talk for them on the other side of the table. Literally, I stand away from them that far and hear their story. And I'll just say, hey, come on in here. Now just relax and just want you to take off where you feel comfortable. I want to go outside. Did you want some water? And I just try to use my voice as comforting and loving as possible so they feel safe now. They feel that this is their destination and I'm going to feel better now. And as soon as they start to feel that connection, you go out, you come back in, and then you put your hands on them. And then, because they're already in that mode of thinking that they're feeling better, you want to create that space where they feel better automatically come in, right? And so when you put your hands on them, you automatically put your grounding cord down. You see their grounding cord going down, and you start making your prayer. You make your affirmation, and then you start your work. And that way you keep yourself clear. You know, instead of just running up to them, hugging them right away, and say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that happened to you. Oh, great. You know, what did he say? You know, and then you get involved in what they're saying rather than being neutral. So that's important. Those spiritual boundaries is just like insight to take care of yourself. So you don't become run down and drained from your first client when you have three other ones to work on after that.
That's really good. That's really good advice for us healers. And boundaries, it's really important for us to have boundaries. That's a big one for me. I'm going to ask for help with that for my guys.
You know, that's like what I'm teaching in my next class. I have that class, The Shaman's Journey, on the 23rd to 25th here in Dunsmuir. And we're right next to the river. It's going to be beautiful over there. And so far I got 12 people who are attending that, and I got like five minutes left. And it's going to be awesome. I got the person who's going to cook the food for us, you know, that has the kitchen, and eat together, and, you know, not sleep together, but you know what I mean, in the same house. What my main focus is there is to teach people how to bring in their allies so they have the confidence and protection to move forward in who they are. You know, it's easy to be in a group of people and not say anything about how you feel because you don't feel like you're a part of or you don't feel connected. But we prayed on this, that this these people coming together were the right fix for each other. You know, so it just takes one person to resonate with another and feel safe enough to come out with their stuff. You know what I mean? And so it's just amazing how this is all worth. This class are already having the feeling of change in their bodies and feeling conflict and feeling this, and that's perfect. You know, it's perfect because they're being challenged. Do you really want this? Okay, then show up. And so they're putting that faith in that, you know, and that's part of the whole, a part of this whole teaching of spirit, you know, is learning that you do have allies, you have protectors, and you have people who are in, not always in physical form, who are teaching you how to be more of who you are and yourself. And these meditations and activations and the channeling that we're going to be doing is going to be about teaching them how to harness that energy so they can put that into their world and see just not what's in front of them, but create what's in front of them so they can actually live in their dreams and become more of who they are. So I'm really, really excited about this class. I'm really, really happy for the ones that are coming in. And anyone else who's interested, just give me a call. We'll talk about it. Okay?
Yay. All right. There's definitely quite a few people on the line. So let me see. Let me just look at the time here. Okay. It's 10:43 Eastern Standard Time.
Whoa.
Now, just to keep track of the time here. So that means if we take the full 3 hours, we have an hour and 15 minutes left. Okay. So I'm just reading some of the comments here because people are asking for, let's see. Okay. There's some people on the line here trying to get me to take their calls. And, all right, then.
Ask them if I owe them money first before you answer that call, because I don't want to get
There's no people. No. I actually know this. Okay. All right, let me just center myself. Let me ground myself, Matthew. Hold on. You know, I forget. That's not something I remember to do all the time. Okay, I'm going to take this one. I'm going to take this 516. 516, I used to live in the 516 back in the Long Island days, so here we go. 516. Hello, 516. This is CJ Miller. Are you here?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Josh.
Hi, Josh. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks so much for calling into the show. Do you want to talk to Matthew? You have a question for Matthew?
Yeah, I do have a question for Matthew.
Okay. Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
How are you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just being silly. Yeah, go ahead.
No. Thanks, Matthew. My question, Matthew, is what do you see of my future? What energy do you see in me, Matthew? And what do you see in my future? I can give you my birthday, whatever you need to.
No. Do I have your permission to take anything else? I usually don't do future stuff because you are your future. You are what you make your future to become. But I can easily look at what's coming. Absolutely, and look at the colors that are coming in. I just have to decipher differently on the energy vibration. And I know that's a bunch of, just a bunch of spiritual talk, but what I need to do is I need to look and hear your voice for a minute. So I need you to give me a color. Give me a color that you see inside yourself.
Give you a color? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's really nice to meet you. I heard of your radio show, and I was really interested in calling. I'm sometimes I'm a little, I get a little skeptical sometimes, but then you talk and I've listened and I get amazed a lot. It's incredible sometimes. I'm like, how do you do it? So I just thought about calling and
it's awesome.
And here I am.
Josh, to tell you the truth, when I was a kid, I had all these posters in my room. Farrah Fawcett, AC/DC, War, and I always looked up to those guys. And then, when I got older, I went to their concerts and stuff. They're just people. And I got to meet, one of the guys from the members from Earth, Wind & Fire. War. They're just people, But, there's like some of them don't have time of day for you sometimes, some other things that happen with a 49er team guy, we try to talk to, he's kind of snubbed us off. But, we're all people, man, and we're all here to do something great for the planet. We're all here on a mission. And, so we all have different personalities. And if you see something that you like about what we say, it's usually a reflection about what's happening with you, And I can tell
you
from my own experience, I was skeptic too. I didn't believe in any of this stuff, I didn't believe in the psychics. I didn't believe that. I thought there was like somebody with cue cards behind that person telling them everything they're supposed to say. I didn't think, it's like the WWF, that's not real. When someone told me that, I was floored. What do you mean it's not real? That guy threw that chair and knocked him out. What do you mean it's not real?
I believe in the tooth fairy until 11.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, the tooth fairy. That's so cute. I have a suggestion, Josh and Matthew. So I think what I hear Josh saying is that, he's opening his mind up to new things. And he doesn't really know what he's asking, but can you just like read? Maybe you'd like to have your energy read, or you can have you can just ask for Matthew. What he usually does is say, "Can I? Do I have your permission to speak to your higher self?" And then he'll do his thing, right, Matthew? Can you just do it like that?
I can do that.
Absolutely,
I just do that. Yeah. So, like the spiritual boundary thing that we're talking about was that I was trying to just talk to you so we can build a little trust together to know your energy, to feel your energy. Because when you first came on, I could feel you like backing off, like backing away, like, I don't want to do this after all. And, and so I was just looking at your energy and feeling all that stuff. And so, so just give me a color real quick and just so I can read your energy. Just whatever
absolutely.
Color.
Just to say anything, or?
Yeah, any
the color.
Color,
he said, give me a color.
I'll give you a color. My favorite color is purple. That is my
favorite
color.
All right, good job. All right, good job, Josh. All right.
I didn't. When you said color, I didn't know exactly what. I thought you meant figuratively. I didn't know, like, literally color. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Do I have your permission to take the lights off, Josh?
Absolutely.
Awesome, Blossom. Okay, let's go ahead and connect your high self. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so Josh, I'm going to let you know that you are in a safe place. There's no need for you to put up walls or put up your hands like you don't want to hear. Just let yourself know that you're in a safe place. All right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there is a... You have a little bit of darkness on your right-hand side of your body. And that what that comes from is that it's come from a lot of separation, like separating yourself from people who don't think the same way you do or don't feel the same way you do or walk the same path you do. And so what that does is that it causes you to feel anxiety or, I say, feeling separation with life itself and overthinker, a mental machine, over-examiner, over-analyzer, everything, you know. So you get stuck in your own head about everything else in the world that you believe is happening, but it's not true because you're not letting yourself live your life the way that you have been experiencing. It's almost like you're denying your right to live your life the way you want to. And so what we're going to do for you in this moment is that we're going to clear the energy on your right-hand side. And there's a lot of family energy around you, a lot of mothering energy around you. So what we're going to do is allow those energies of that mothering energy come in so you can start to feel like you're being loved, like you're being helped. And it's just, we're just helping you. We're not changing you. I'm not putting a hex on you or anything, you know. We're just looking at you and asking God to love you the way that we ask, you know, the way that God loves you, the way he loves you. And so we're clearing that energy right now in your right side. And I just need you to breathe, okay? Just breathe. And we're going to fasten, you know, those ties that you get when you're a kid? You can just snap them to your shirt. It looks like you have a tie. We're going to snap a grounding cord to your lower back. One of the reasons. I got it. Okay, all right. So we're going to just snap that down there. And I just want you to breathe. Breathe down your grounding cord now that it's there. And just let yourself know that you're releasing. And you're coming into your own at this time. And sometimes when you come into your own, you still feel blind to it. You know, when you're coming into your own, it has a lot of different names, it has a lot of different languages, and it's showing you a lot of different pictures and a lot of signs that are not really pointed in the direction that you want to go, but those are the ways to follow, you know, because down that road is going to teach you something about who you are. And just to let you know, you have a spirit as much as you have your physical mind. And your spirit is like a tree. It doesn't have to think about growing. It just reaches for the sun because that's what it's made to do. That's what it knows what to do. It trusts. And your spirit is the same way. It trusts. But your physical body, some parts of your physical body, you have a hard time trusting that, of being led. And so what we're doing for you right now is that we're clearing up some of the disadvantages in your etheric field. Advantages are like... not having a lot of completion. Like there's a lot of uncompleted energies inside your etheric field. Does that resonate with you, Josh?
Kind of. I'm trying to follow. That's okay. I think I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Does that resonate with you, Josh?
It does, yes.
Okay. So that energy that we're doing is that we're going to help you find completeness in your emotional body. So that means that you have to drop more of your walls and just let yourself be loved. You know, love is a power beyond anything that we ever imagined. You know, when I was saying earlier about my aunt who was crossing over, I can hear her energy behind her love when she said, I love you. It wasn't just a routine thing that we just say, all right, I love you, bye. You know, she meant it with all her love and all her spirit and all her soul in that. And it just made me, you know, lose my cookies because I could feel it. You know, I'm empathic as
wow.
much as I am sleepy.
I'm so impressed.
So that energy is what we're placing into your etheric body. So you're not just a hollow bone without the feeling behind it, because you have so much integrity and so much love and so much direction and so much power. But the power is all up and around your head and not so much in your heart and your stomach. So what we want to do is that we want to create that balance within yourself. So you can be more sensitive to what your needs are and what will feed you, what will give you purpose, what will help you to feel needed, be drawn to your path, something that you can explain, something that's not in books, that's not science, to reach out to your heart and give you that intention, give you that impulse, give you that insight, you know. And that's how you can really feel yourself evolving, when it's something that you can explain yourself what's happening to you now, the energy. All right? So I have Christ behind you, and what he's doing right now is that he's waving his hand around in a circle, and he's doing it between your third and your fourth chakra. And in that area, there's a lot of old belief systems of, like, there's a lot of lifetimes where you've been in war, and you just had to fend for yourself. You had to survive, you know. You had to survive for you, and no one else was going to stop you. So you just had this ongoing pushing into your world to get what you needed to get for yourself. And he wants you to start to feel that you are in this world because other people created you to be here with them. You are a part of the whole, and you're not alone. You're not by yourself. You're not the only one persevering. There are others around you who are helping you to persevere. And especially in spirit, as much as there is in physical form as well. Does that resonate with you?
It does. Yes.
So we're just going to clear all that energy in your lower back and just breathe down your grounding cord in this next few moments. Push the energy down. And if you want to make a prayer for yourself right now, do it at the best time and just say, you know, something to the effect, you know, I really want to experience energy that I can't explain myself, to fill me up and to give me an experience that will enforce my faith and give me the energy that I need to carry on and evolve how my higher self wants me to evolve. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Josh. I hope that helped you a little bit.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. That you know, I'm very, very impressed, and I think you're pretty spot on, too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for calling, Josh.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, much love to you. All right.
Thanks, Claudia. Thanks for doing that, because I sometimes I get on a tangent, and it's hard for me to, I like fast boats.
It's all good. I just felt like sometimes people, when they call in, if they're new, they don't always know the way that it goes, and people get shy.
Yeah.
You know, when I first look when you started radio, you were a little hard to believe, but you were actually a little shy or nervous. You were nervous. Enough about shy.
Oh, I still get that
really
way.
Shy.
I still get nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was probably
I'm here
nervous,
to represent,
you know.
You know.
That's right. You represent.
No.
You're up in the field. You know. Let's.
I represent. Representing my mission, you know, and the guide to my ancestors. You know, I have something
right.
to live for. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have. You know, I just, this is my dream come true right now. What I'm doing, I'm helping people.
It's beautiful.
You know?
And it's really cool because we have people from, you know, new people come all the time to the show. And I think what you were saying to Josh was really powerful in that it's what I heard them saying was like if they wanted him to open up and they wanted to make a way for him to open up to spirit
and
to come out of his head and be in his heart, you know. But I think he's young. He sounds very young, you know, I think this just is, people are changing. People are opening up to new things now.
People are waking up is what's happening.
They really
you
are.
Know? And that's, they're waking up, and they need someplace, some safe haven, some hostel to go to so they feel like they can be around other like-minded people who are on the same boat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate to be on a boat, on a survival boat, after a boat sank with a bunch of skeptics. I wouldn't talk at all. I'd be sitting there just trying to wish for water to rain, you know. So, yeah, you know, it's really, really important to be in a place where you can be accepting and compassionate and tolerant and really, really full of love, you know. And we all have experienced something that can really, and even if we don't even know that we're doing it, sometimes we impact people when we don't even think we're doing that, you know. And a lot of times God speaks through us, whether we know it or not, you know. And when you once you wake up and you feel that connection, there's something more to this life than what I'm getting, and I'm feeling this and having dreams about that, and these people keep coming over because I thought about it. What's up with that? I don't get it, you know. And then you can explain to them, you know, what that is, and let them resonate or not resonate. And if they're ready, you know, like I was telling Jeff, you're going to attract the people who are attracted to your work. We all have that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's important, to follow your heart, you know. I would love to say to everybody, I'm your teacher. Come and see me, you know. But who's talking, my ego or God? And
yeah.
Right there, I could tell you that was ego, because, you know, I want people to make their own decisions for themselves, you know. I don't want to be anyone's high self or anyone's savior, because I'm not Jesus. I'm just a man and a conduit, and I got some really cool stuff to share. But, you know, I want people to follow their own hearts, you know, to follow
mm-hmm.
what they feel to them. Yeah. And that will be more empowering than anything else, that any other decision they ever make for themselves.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's such an interesting, it's funny that you keep saying awesome blossom. It's really cute. But it makes me think of a blossom, like a blossom, what is it, like the onion blossom, right? And I was thinking that it is such a process of like peeling away the layers of the onion, you know, this awakening process, this enlightenment process. And it, you know, and then you get down to another layer, and then you peel off another layer of programming and beliefs, and you know, it just keeps going. That there's a lot of layers that we're able to let go of right now, because the energy is with, the forces are with us now, and especially when you help people, you come in with these guides and the masters and the angels, and it's just so. It's so profound and so powerful, and I feel like I have to definitely listen to the show again to take it in. It's not always easy to take in the really deep stuff.
If you really want to know where I got the blossom from, was from your little girls and guardian angel. When you mentioned that,
oh, really?
you were wanting your little girl to have protection, I called in, well, we called in her protectors when we were talking about Archangel Michael. And her... guardian angel looks like a blossom. She looks like a half blossom, half angelic, half, that's not right, blossom, a flower, a butterfly,
right.
And an angel, and a fairy at the same time. And she's amazing. She's a really big, beautiful purple, lavender, pink, and white light. And she's really fluffy,
uh-huh.
Really big. She's really fluffy. And she's just so happy. And she just hovers above your little girl. And she's right behind her heart. And so when I say that, I was looking at her, and she looked like a blossom. So I kept saying, awesome blossom. And that's
cute. That's even more adorable. Oh, my little girl, my little Sophie, my little baby. That's her.
Yeah. Oh. A fluffy guardian angel.
I love that little awesome blossom.
Yeah.
Purple.
Her name is Milady.
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 Milady. I like that.
I am Milady.
Awesome. Well, I take my hat off to you, my lady. Thank you very much for that one. That's beautiful. Yay, I'll have to tell her tomorrow. Sophia loved that story. It's a wonderful thing about having a 4-year-old.
Well, she says
so open to that.
Not to worry that she has white shoes on. I don't know why. She says to tell you that she has white shoes. Don't worry, my shoes are white.
Okay.
In other words, I think she's saying, I'm not an entity, I'm of the light.
okay. You know what,
yeah,
I trusted. I was so trusting, but that's good to know. White shoes.
Okay.
I feel good about her. So, all right, my dear, then. You know what, it's basically at the, you know, how are you feeling? I want to check in with you about your energy. If you need a break.
I'm fine. It's summertime. I get energized at night, just like as a kid, you know. I can't help myself. I'm a night owl. I gotta stay up late, you know.
Yeah,
in the morning,
me too. I like night.
But
yeah,
I still
like
get
night
up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, especially when it's fishing time. You know, go out in the boat, go fishing, and just have a
nice.
Good time. Yeah.
I love that. I love lake life. Yeah, it's so nice up here in the north too. There's a lot of lake action, and I would like to get on a boat other than rowing. All right, let's see. So it sounds like you're motivated. You're still full of energy. We're going to keep going then. Yeah, let's keep this going. So I'm going to take a call now. This one is feeling kind of mermaidy right now. And I'm going to take this number, 630. All right, 630-408. Hello, 630. Hi.
This is Mia. How are you, CJ?
Oh.
How are you, Matthew?
Oh, Leah. Oh, I thought this was somebody else tonight. Hello, Leah. Hi. How are you?
Great.
Great.
I'm
full of energy, too.
Yeah, I called and spoke to you before, and I received a wonderful reading. Just been going through something on my own. So I've been receiving more energy and something else that's happening, and I just want to see what else that's coming up. Like, what other things that I need for now?
Okay. Mia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have your permission to connect to high self?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the things that Master Kuthumi is saying, Mother Mary is saying, they're both saying that, is that you need to clear more of what your intention is through your throat chakra. There's a lot of blockages in your throat chakra. And you have the talent of being able to bless with your voice. It's like you have this talent that you have a lot of ancestors. And it's almost like you're already in tune. You're already in contact. You're already infused. You're already gifted. And, you know, you kind of, it's like you're a regulator. You got to regulate the people that you're working with. You got to reach higher. You got to expand more. You got to be higher and not so much about who you're attracting, but expand yourself more. And the reason for that is that you carry this mechanism inside your throat chakra that needs constant clearing, because it's like you're golden. You have this golden, blessed energy behind you about blessing all that hear your voice. So I don't know, are you a singer or do you
I'm a terrible singer. I'm terrible at karaoke. I don't speak much.
Oh, okay. Well, are you some kind of communicator? Do you...
Not really, but I've been feeling that my throat chakra hasn't been balancing.
Yeah, well, it's like you have all this gold light inside your chakra that is like you can see it churning, you can see it moving, you can see it vibrating, but it never goes anywhere. And so you have this layer of energy of blue in front of it like a freeway, and you're using what you have and what you know of yourself in this moment to be true for you, which is great. You know, it's important to stay in the moment, but also it's also really important for you to call in the guides. Let's see who your guides are real quick. Okay, so the first one, your master teacher's coming in. His name is Master Toltec. And Master Toltec is not even from this region. He's from a different world. He's from a galaxy far, far away. Star Trek. But no, he's like purple, and he has like this oval, beautiful blue thing around his head. And he's talking about you, that you have been programmed to come into this world with only certain thoughts and memories. And the reason is that is to protect you from some of the energies that you carry, because when you get a little bit of energy, he says that you have a tendency to be overzealous and really kind of just like give it to everybody else, but keep it for yourself. So he says you have a tendency like to give your power away too much to everybody else and not keep it for yourself. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. I do that unconsciously.
Okay. And it says, so what in this energy of awakening, in the third moon to come, not this moon, not the next moon, but the next moon, the third moon from now, is that you're going to feel that energy starting to feed into you, into your personality, into your awakening. And when you feel this, he says, it's important to write down the things that you're afraid of. Write down what your angers are. Write down what your fears are. Write down what your anxieties are. And when you see what you write down, you can ask for that prayer, that energy to be lifted off of you so it doesn't cloud what you feel that you need to give away. Because what you're giving away is the wrong thing. You're supposed to keep what you have and, you know, harness the love, understand it, master it, and then once you have used it, then give it away. You know, then share it. Then, you know, teach it, you know. And then he says it's your voice is the key. Your voice is the key to this energy that's coming in. And so when you came into this planet, a lot of your contracts were about you opening yourself up, opening up to divine high self. And it's kind of like you're in a shell right now, and you're not allowing yourself to be completely who you are or what you're becoming. You have the steps, you have the mind, you have the connection, you have the energy, but you're not trusting yourself enough to let yourself expand and flower, you know. Sometimes, you know, as people, from whatever our experiences have been in our life, you know, we feel like we need to shut down or we need to hide a part of ourselves. And sometimes our weaknesses are our best ally. Sometimes tears are our power and emotions are our livelihood. When we learn from the mistakes that we've made and from the energy that we carry, and we allow ourselves to be who we are in every given moment and not try to hold back because we don't want to have, you know, we don't want to put ourselves on Front Street or make a presentation that's wrong. We want to be who we are. And as soon as you walk into that light, as soon as you're walking into that beautiful light of trust and love and beauty, you're going to feel yourself open up automatically. And at that time, that third moon, they're saying that when that third moon opens you up that way, the people in your life who are supposed to be in your life will be there to support you. Does that resonate with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do right now is that we're going to Master Hilarion seems to be one of the ones that are working with all of us today. He's going to be clearing some of the angelic connections. Again, another one here with a beautiful connection to angelic high self. And so Master Hilarion, what he does is that he works on the tones and the vibrations of your high self so your human self can start to release. It's like learning discernment. What's true for you? What's not true for you? You know, is that a program or not a program? Is that fantasy or is that truth? So that's the kind of thing that you need to start looking at, you know, your feelings about things, your feelings about spirituality, who you are as a person, the things that you're doing. Is this your path or is this a fantasy? Is this something you're trying to do or are you really doing this because you want to be here? You know, what is your true path? So all these questions that are blocking your path are trying to come in and keep you from expanding yourself. So what we're going to do is that we're going to do a mini activation of the Indigo Light process, which will help you to process things really, really super fast so you're not always in process, I'm processing that, I'm processing this. That you can just go through this process with Archangel Michael, Master Hilarion, and move into your next level of consciousness. Okay, so it's beginning. So all I ask you to do is that just put your grounding cord down into the earth and just let yourself release. Okay, Maha Chohan just came in. Maha Chohan works with the expansion of consciousness. So he's going to be expanding and healing the fears about expanding yourself. Like you're afraid of people seeing you, seeing who you are, seeing what you carry, seeing what, you know, seeing the path that you've walked before. Okay. Can you sense that happening?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel my throat, it's clearing up.
Okay, good.
I see a lot of blue.
Very good. And yeah.
I feel like I'm swimming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a lot of fairies in your field that make up your energy field, which is pretty awesome. It's like they weren't there before we were trying to work on you, but we started working on you, all these fairies just kind of, you know, flew off of you. And it's like you're very protected by the fairy nation as well. Wow. And they're very blue and green.
Yes, that's what I'm seeing, aqua blue.
Yeah, they're fluttering all around you right now, clearing out, helping to clear out, because it's your time of your awakening. We were just talking about that with Claudia, people who are waking up. So you're probably waking up. Not probably. You are waking up, which is great, because there's a lot of people out there that need to know that you're in a safe place, you know, that when you're waking up like this, it's important to have good protection, good boundaries, and to be in your power, and not to give your power away to anything or anybody. I don't care who it is. If it's a teacher that says they're all magnificent, all this and all that, that's baloney, because yeah, we're all made from the same being, the same perfect God. And we're not above each other. Everyone here is on the same level. We're just, some of us carry different energy, different insights. Okay. So they're clearing up all that energy for you. And also they're going into your pituitary gland, because there's a fear in there. Mother Mary says that you have this insight, this fear about getting too old too fast. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Because of the way you've been feeling. Yeah, it's okay. You know, hey, we're on the radio, but I'm sorry. I had to say that, though. So we're going to take that energy, that program out of your pituitary gland. All right. And then bring that energy down through your spine and send it down your grounding cord. Awesome. Okay. Also, what they're doing, Archangel Michael is chiming in. He says that they're also going to take out the survival mechanisms that you have going on in your first chakra. Some of the survival mechanisms are teaching you the wrong thing. It's like it's teaching you to channel from within. And what you want to do is you want to channel from without. You don't want to be a channel that holds on to specific ideas and programs and attitudes. You want to be a clear channel, a tranquil channel. What you channel through you is going to affect people. So you don't want people to take on your negativity. You don't want people to feel your jealousy or feel your depression or your stress or whatever it is that you're feeling that day, you know, because we're human. We go through that. But it's important for you to meditate and clear your channel and be tranquil. The master that will help you with that would be Krishna and Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna is really good about helping you to get silent inside yourself. Yeah, he'll also teach well, you can ask them if you ever get a hold of them, is to learn to meditate within a meditation. Go into a meditation place inside your mind's eye, meditate in there with Krishna, and he'll take you to really, really beyond your mind. It's awesome. Okay, I can already feel that happening in your body, in your energy. So he says that he's just nodding to me right now, so he's coming in and standing next to you. And he's going to put his left hand on your heart chakra, behind your heart, on your back. He says, just feel this energy and let it join with your body. Let it be a part of you. Let yourself transmit this energy through your body. Can you sense that happening?
Yes.
Okay. There, your voice sounds so much better now. You know, I'm just going to let you know, too, Mia, that, you know, when I was younger, I had a Peter Brady voice. I mean, I couldn't carry a tune for nothing. And the teacher at my Catholic school, when I was going to Catholic school, she said, no, don't sing. You're throwing everything off. And I felt bad.
Hmm.
And then one day, a medicine man gave me a drum. And he said, sing with that. Just sing from your heart. So I started to. And I cried. I cried all the time when I sang, because I had all those memories of people telling me that I can't sing. And one guy used to tell me, he goes, do you sing tenor? I said, I don't know. What's tenor? He goes, well, it's better if you sing 10 or 15 miles away, because you sound terrible.
Oh.
I got mad. And then it wasn't until I got into the sweat lodge that I started singing along with people that I found my voice and I found my animal and I found my spirit. And from that point on, I've been able to, I'm singing on drums, I'm singing on powwow drums, I make my own CDs, you know, I sing in the morning, I sing at night, I sing to my kids, you know, and then so, and people feel the energy behind my voice. So I tell you too, you know, if you start to sing, you start to pray, I bet you your voice is going to sound just like a canary.
Okay.
I hope canaries sound beautiful.
In a good way.
I mean, yeah, in a good way. I was trying to give you a compliment. I knew you didn't come out right there.
You songbird.
Thank you, Mia. Yeah,
no,
I hope
you
I helped you out.
Very much.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
That was great. Thanks so much for calling
in. I feel so much better.
Good,
Yay.
Yay.
Well, thank you, Mia. Thanks so much. That was very powerful. Wow, can I just tell you that there's an animal here outside my, like I can hear, I live near the woods, I'm kind of in the woods here, and the whole time during your reading, the owl was like, going, whoo, whoo, there was a lot of owl action during your reading. I don't know if that means anything, shaman.
Well, for us, for me, owl has always been protection.
Oh.
Owl is protection for me. In other traditions, like Lakota, it means death. But for me, owl came to me at a very, very hard time in my life when I was struggling. Mm-hmm. And I said, if this is for real, because a white owl flew over me, and then right when I was making the decision to change my life out of the life that I had prior to this one, and I said, oh, yeah, do that again if it's really true. And it did it again. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
So it answered me because I was in disbelief, and it came through the owl. Owl was coming to me, the white owl. It's about protection, community, learning from my elders, and learning how to protect myself energetically.
Mm. Interesting. Oh, there it goes again. I never hear owls here, and this is very unusual. So that's a good thing for you, Mia. A little extra protection for you. And that seems to be a theme of the show. Yeah. So I just wanted to give that to you. That was a very powerful reading. So awesome, Matthew. And we'll say goodnight to you, Mia, but stay on the show if you can. Keep listening. Thanks so much.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay, good night. Much love to you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Thanks, Mia. Thanks. All right.
So one of the things that I wanted just to mention to everyone out there who's not receiving readings and everyone else, thank you so much for holding space for every single person that comes on who gets a reading, who gets work done on them by the masters, because not only does the reflection happen for you, but when you hold space for someone else and you feel for that person who's going through their hurt or their pain or their anguish or the transformation into a light or feeling better, that's happening for you too, because you're giving of yourself. And this is a heart, love, mind thing, okay? Just like that, heart, love, mind thing, because we're all here caring about each other. We're here to be heard. We're here to feel something different, and we're here for changes in our lives. Man, because you hold space for these people, it's also happening for you, just to let you know.
I echo that too. I mean, that's beautiful, and that's very true. So thanks for saying that, Matthew. And thank you everyone for being, I totally agree, thanks for being here, that you guys make the show, the energy of the people listening does provide that space, and I always feel so healed just from being here with you, so I'm sure people do too. So listen, I'm going to ask you, Matthew, what number should we take next?
Give me some numbers.
Okay, I'm going to give you some numbers, here we go. 530. We got a 530, so obviously that's your neighborhood. 530-591. We have a 661. We have a 360. I think that's Pacific Northwest.
Let's do that. 360.
360? Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. 360. I'm not sure who this is. Hello. You're on the CJ Miller Show.
Hi, this is Maya. Hello?
Hi. Oh, you're a Maya. That's so funny. We just had a Mia. Now we have a Maya. Hi, Maya. This is CJ. Thanks for calling.
And it's probably tricky because I know you were talking about mermaids, so I figured you probably thought this was Larry.
Oh, you know Larry? Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, no. A Larry fan.
Actually,
I did think it was Larry, but I was like, I'm not sure. I do know 360 is him. Oh, that's so funny. No, I thought when I said the mermaid thing, just to let you know, my friend had given me a number, and I thought it was the Princess Mermaid. So that's why I was saying the person. I thought it was her, but it wasn't, but it was perfect because my friend who was telling me to look at that number was a psychic. So it was, we were meant to take me as a call. So that was great.
I thought you were saying that because since Larry's a fisherman and we thought you were gonna say Larry's number and then you said a different one and then you said the person's name was Mia and then we had to laugh because it's so similar to my name. And the area, same area code and everything. So, Larry and I both
know.
So,
anyway. Maya. Oh, this is Maya. Hi. I know who you are now. Okay, great. Well, thanks for calling. And go ahead, talk to Matthew, please, Maya. Great to have you.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Maya.
You did a reading for me. I think it was in end of February.
I remember
you had done it.
Yeah, I remember.
Oops.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hold on. We lost you for a second. Hi, Maya.
Oh.
You said you had done a reading, and then I had just lost you for a second. So, but you're back.
Oh. I was saying that I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was the end of February-ish, around that time, Matthew mm-hmm. had done a reading for me. And I have to say, between Helene's reading that I had from her and Matthew's, I have to say life has been very interesting. My question was about, it had to do actually with, since I had those readings done in February, I've had a lot of dreams, lucid dreams, like out-of-body experience type dreams. But in a lot of my dreams, I'm having a hard time understanding them or interpreting them and what their meanings were. And so I had a question about, I have quite a few dreams I have questions about, but there was one in particular I was really curious about. And I was wanting to see if there was some kind of insight that I could get for that dream. I had a dream that I went to this building and there was an older lady and we didn't even talk in my dream, but she smiled at me and I walked up to her. She grabbed both of my hands and she looked at both of my hands, looked at the front and looked at the back, and I'm sitting there because she's looking at my hands one at a time. And I had I noticed in my dream that there was this writing that was on my left hand. You know, it was like more like symbols. And then it was like there was a string connected to my hand or one of my fingers, and like she cut it. And then that was it. It was, I don't know, it was just, I didn't know how to interpret it, but it felt very real. And I don't know, I just wanted to see what you thought of it.
Holy mackerel. Wow. No, that's a really, really powerful dream. Hats off to you. What your dream is telling you is that your higher self, represented as the old lady, hands represents, hands is like hands over hands, coming into this world over and over again. And with words is like a program or a contract. So, in other words, what's happening in your second and third chakra is that your third and your heart chakra, is that you're repeating a lot of old programs and old lifetimes. And in this lifetime, you have the ability, the chance to change it. Because it's like you're programmed to fail, you're programmed to not have love, you're programmed not to achieve, you're programmed not to feel that rapture, not to feel that connection. And so all those old feelings are leaving. So you have now a new chance to make a decision about how you want to live your life. And so what's happening is that with your hand being your receiving, did you say that your writing was on your left hand or your right hand?
The writing was on the back of my left hand, and the string that cut on my right hand.
Okay. So basically what that's saying is that you're attached to your past. You're attached to what you've been receiving. Left hand represents receiving. Right hand represents as giving. So you're coming into your own, so to speak, and you have a chance to take the steps upward instead of downward, you know, which is like the easy way out. We don't want to take the easy way out. We want to work through this. We want to have perseverance. We want to have a challenge to help us grow, to help us move forward, to become expansive. And so what happens is this, Mother Mary is also saying that it also means that you need to start looking beyond your mind and into your spiritual mind. So when we get stuck in our head about spirituality, we don't go anywhere with it. We only go with what we hear or what we see or what we experience. But when we go beyond our mind into our high self, we're calling in divine energy to show us the true purpose of what we're here for. And so when you give that part of yourself a chance and you ask for your high self to assist you in understanding what your world is trying to teach you, what your life is trying to teach you and what you're trying to work through, then you're going to get answers because now you're going to connect into something brand new to you, but not brand new to your spirit. Your spirit already knows what's happening. That's why your subconscious is trying to give you these symbolisms to help you move forward and not go down the same path that you've been going over and over again, left and left and left, trying to clear up this old baggage and old stuff that's been happening with you. Does that any of that feel true to you?
Yes, very much so. And it actually makes me think of another dream that I had, but I probably shouldn't get it.
No, go ahead. You can say it.
Well, I was talking to Larry about my dream, and his suggestion was that before I went to sleep, to ask my primary guide, you know, for assistance, like to understand my dreams. And that same night when I went to sleep, I had a dream. And there was a guy, and he was trying to call somebody, but I couldn't understand the name of who he was trying to call, and the person didn't come. And then he looked at me and told me, "You are not ready." So, which I thought was interesting.
So, you know, when we have dreams that counter-react about what we want to do, sometimes there's programs in us that are ready to leave. Your subconscious is telling you there's a door, you know, but you've kind of walked halfway there and then you give up. Then you turn around, you go this way, you go that way, you find an easier way. So what your subconscious, whenever you get no in your dream, it's a good thing because it's showing you what you need to work through to get to the other side. You are ready. You've been ready. It's just that you have to let your ego go. Your ego is controlling a lot of part of your life that you don't need it to control. You don't have to worry about fear and worry anymore. You don't have to have your ego, a bigger part of yourself, controlling what you say or what you feel or what you do. The no is your spirit. It's telling your ego to move aside so the real Maya can come through and show her blossoming spirit. Show the dance. Show your ballet. Show your expression through your movements, through that you have a beautiful spirit that loves to dance and loves to just ballet and be elegant and be glorious in your feminine beauty. And you're not allowing yourself to go there because for whatever reason that is blocking you. So the block of that, no, you're not ready, is your own subconscious trying to tell you, yes, you are, but your ego is telling you no because it doesn't want you to take over. Your ego wants to be empowered. And so, and that's not something that you're not cursed. You know, it's not something that you're not carrying a big old bag of rocks on your back or anything. You can put those rocks down anytime you want, but it's just a decision that you have to make for yourself. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
Wow. Oh. Well, am I breaking in here?
No, you're good.
Okay, thank you. Wow, that was, you can let those rocks down now, Maya. That's what I'm, it's like.
Well, I'll just chime in just very much. We had a class a couple years back here in Mount Shasta, and I had seven guys with me and three girls, and we're up on Mount Shasta, and we were like, you know, we were up on the mountain singing songs, having a great time, and people were feeling heavy energy. And I said, the heavy energy is your own burden, because I'm singing these songs and you're feeling, you don't feel Indian enough to sing these songs with me. Just sing. We're here to have a good time. You know, if you don't know the song, just, you know, clap or, you know, play your drum. And I said, I'll tell you what. Let's everybody pick up a stone that represents our burdens and then take it back to the car and see what we come up with. So, of course, I pick up a pebble, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the guys had freaking big old boulders that they were rolling into the car because that's what they felt. And then they were so exhausted. You know, they're like, we're waiting to come on. Where's Jim? Hey, where's Billy at? You know, they're still trying to roll their burdens up the hill. And finally, when they saw us, they left their burdens behind. I can't carry that stone over here. Oh, it's about time you let it down.
Yeah.
So a lot of times our egos will carry more than what we have because it wants to be heard, it wants to be seen, it wants to be understood, it wants to be heard, you know. But if we just know ourselves better, we just pick up a pebble. Hey, I got a little bit. It's good because I know my subconscious, my God loves me so much that I can just throw it away anytime I need to. So, you know, it's just a lesson for us. You know, it's a big lesson to know that you're loved no matter what. And we appreciate you, you know, all of you that are coming into your power. You know, it's important to really, really focus on being truthful for yourself, in yourself, being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I think, so the message for Maya is one is very universal. And this is the time for all of us to let our baggage down, you know, if we want to ascend. We can't be taking these heavy bags with us, these heavy rocks. So, yeah, so that was powerful. And, you know, I have to say, Maya, your energy feels very different. I remember when you called in the last time, and you feel much lighter. It feels like you've changed. So,
I would say, yeah, I have. I have changed quite a bit. It's still a work in progress, of course, but I feel a bit lighter than what I used to be.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to let go a lot of old hurts, anger, resentment, than what I used to have. So it's a work in progress.
Good. Yeah.
I love that. They're beautiful. Great job, Maya. Thank you so much for sharing that. Awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm right there with you. I'm working on my character defects as well.
Yep. Aren't we all?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yay. And we're so supported right now. This is the time to do that.
Is
this is the time to clear major loads of stuff and to let all those things go, to let them down. But it does feel hard because we've identified it with it for so long, you know. It's like we've been so programmed. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so much, Maya, for calling. And that was so nice. You know, it's just so heartwarming to hear when people have, like, transformation. And it is a work in progress for us all, but you're doing great. So much love to you. Maya, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Take care, my dear. Have a beautiful night, and much love to Larry, too. All right. Bye.
He's actually sitting there listening.
Awesome. Tell him we say hi. Big hugs.
Claudia, hi.
Hi, Larry. I hear you. I thought I heard you a couple times, so.
Larry, please, Bible.
Yeah, we're sitting here at the beach, actually.
Trying to decide if we're going to
the
next week.
Nice. Where are you going?
Your event thing, Matthew, what you have next week.
Are you coming?
I think I might be able to. I don't know for certain, but I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I was talking to her about it. Can you describe it?
You might as well. You know, this would be a good time because we are getting to the end of the show. Just to let you, it is 39 minutes after. So, do you want to give a little recap of your class that you're offering?
Yeah,
it's just a week or something. Yeah.
Well, now, it's next week.
Good
the
23rd idea, Larry.
23rd, where we, you know, we have a huge house, vacation home down in Dunsmuir, California, right there on the Sacramento River, and we're going to be teaching people how to harness the energy that they carry along with the allies that we have, our master teacher, master guides, introductions that way, teaching how to manifest, how to use the energies of touch, energy of projection, energy of harnessing energy from the masters, Saint Germain and Mother Mary mostly, and Master Kuthumi, and helping people to recognize the connections that they have with their spirit, with their animal spirits, and with each other. That way, learning how to harness an exact feeling of connection, not only spiritually, but emotionally. And not only emotionally, but with the energy that we were born with. And a lot of times we have so many programs and all these other experiences throughout our life that keep us from that. And there was a couple of people I worked on tonight about, you know, talking to them about that's what they need to do, is to really realize part of ourselves is that really, that feeling of home, that feeling of support. And so we're going to be doing activations. We're going to be doing midnight meditations. So I'm going to be filling people up with just as much knowledge as I possibly can within the time, that frame that we have. So, you know, it's just about coming together, relaxing together, eating together, waking up and praying together, meditating together, and singing songs in the morning with me outside in the four directions, and then having a sweat lodge with my dad, Walking Eagle, at the end of the weekend over at Stuart Mill Springs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's all in the workings.
Wow, sounds excellent.
You guys are so lucky over on the West Coast. You could just jump down. You should totally go. If I were you, Larry and Maya, I would. If I lived over there on the West Coast, I would just hop on over.
Yeah, you know? It's just a 12-hour drive. It's not much at all.
I know. You're such a last-minute person, though, Larry. You never know with Larry if he's coming or going.
He is.
He keeps you on pins and needles.
We'll have the door unlocked. Okay.
I know. I'm looking at the weather, watching for the next couple of days. I know I got a couple days to decide for sure.
Okay. No worries. We'd love to have you.
That sounds great. I really want to go.
That sounds great. Awesome. Well, I hope you guys make it. I hope you go. And thanks for Larry, you should have your own show. Just so you know, you're natural. He's given the plug. He's like, it's time for the plug. I have to tell you, I've talked to Helene about it. I said, when is he coming out with the Larry Bazell show? She's like, that's a good question. So we'll
maybe
be waiting for your show. Yeah.
Maybe after a split watch with Matt.
That sounds great. Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Larry Bazell of Sovereign Media, and many interesting events. So it sounds great. I hope you guys go. But regardless, it's going to be, even if you guys can't go, it sounds like it's going to be a great event that Matthew's holding. And just to remind people, why don't we give people your phone number, Matthew, so they can just call you? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm available Monday through Friday and Saturday, usually between hours of 7 o'clock in the morning to about 7:30 at night before the kids go to bed. My number is 530-276-3642.
Can you repeat that? Because of the beeping.
530-276-3642.
Okay, great. And Ascended Master Angels is the site, your website, and it'll have more information about your class or any other classes on your site. So, but we'll say goodnight to Larry and Maya before we wrap up the show. Thanks so much, you guys, for calling. We love
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Maya.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
right,
and the other thing, Maya, I wanted to really quick tell you that in the class I'll be doing a dream activation. It's kind of similar to what Larry was talking about, which is cool. But the dream activation consists of three angels that keep you in your subconscious and not so much in your human psyche. So when you're in your subconscious, it's like your child. You learn to play with that. You learn to play with that energy. And you can play in your etheric, have flying dreams and color dreams and rainbow dreams and balloon dreams and, you know, shape-shifting dreams and whatever you're
wow.
Yeah.
Get her to call you on or post on your Facebook page about something. She's been doing lucid dreams, doing flips in the air, floating around. I mean, every day in the morning sometime around 10 or so, I can expect a call. She'll share whatever the heck the dream was last night.
That's so cool.
Full of Yeah.
Wow.
All kinds of experience.
That's great.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That's great. Well, thanks so much. Awesome. Keep up the good work.
Love you.
Love
we'll
you
talk
too.
To you
guys
bye. Later. All right. Thanks for calling. Bye, Maya. Bye, Larry. All right. Okay. So awesome. Can I just tell you, Matthew, this has been a really spot-on, amazing show. Your readings are incredibly awesome and wonderful.
Well, thank you.
So,
thank you. I'm glad.
Thank
yeah.
you. So I'm so yeah. I'm like every time like I haven't seen you know I haven't heard you in a month or something. So it's kind of I was like, wow, he's really good. It's like. You know, I've missed you. I've missed, you know, we were like talking almost every week for a while. We were having lots of shows, and then we took about a month off. So it's like, you're just getting
So yeah, I'll be
available
on the 27th. I'll be available on the 27th next, what is it?
Oh, perfect. Thank you for the next show.
Yeah,
awesome,
next show,
awesome.
Yeah.
So that'll be
sure
after your weekend. That'll
yeah,
be
exactly.
after this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'll
cool.
I'll be nice and filled up with information and experiences and, you know, because everything we do is reflects back to us, you know, and so I get to carry myself a little bit further. And, you know, it's funny, not funny, mm-hmm. but it's insightful. We never expect, you know, what we receive from God or what we receive from the Masters, but every time I work with a group of people or I give readings, something in the next couple of days teaches me something more about myself. And, you know, and it's just a part of life. And life teaches us how to open ourselves up to life within the life. I was talking about earlier about Krishna teaching you about how to meditate within a meditation. When we were mm-hmm. small, we used to have bubble yum. My dad used to work at Bichna Baby Food. And so he used mm-hmm. to bring home bubble yum all the time. And so we would learn how to blow bubble within a bubble within a bubble within a bubble. In this life, we have a life within this life and a life within that life. And it depends mm-hmm. on what you focus on that you make that life bigger and better. And what just to recap real quick, you know, when our relatives are on the other side and looking back at us, we can still send them energy, love, and healing from where we are. And we'll feel that connection, you know. Mm. And like I was saying, I was going to put those steps and I was leading to a garden for my aunt, you know, with a, you know, statues of children and me and my sister and, you know, my mom and my dad and, you know, gardens and the flowers that she loves, jungle, you know, kind of thing. And I really want that, you know, so I send that in my mind's eye to wherever she's going. I just let it go like a balloon cutting off the string. Just let it go because I know God's going to take care of my dream. And so when we do that, life is that way. There's more to life than meets the eye. There's a world within this world that we sometimes don't let ourselves see because we get so carried away with technology and media and movies, you know, and when do we have time to create ourselves? Everybody else is creating for us. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to really, really find that part of nature that you reflect, that you resonate with, whether it be water, fire, wind, rain, you know, a season that you look forward to having, a place you like to visit, you know, some place where you feel good, you know, to the ocean or to nature or to a river, or, you know, somewhere that you can make experiences happen. And Mount Shasta is one of those places, you know. And I'm not trying to market Mount Shasta for any reason, but Shasta is
beautiful.
One of those places that it's just beautiful up there. The energy is pristine, you know. The water is perfect. And then, you know, you have all these lakes and places you can go. 4th of July is an amazing event. There's thousands of people come for the walk-run event, you know, and the spectacular miniature fireworks compared to San Francisco or any other metropolitan place. It's still awesome for kids who've never seen it, you know.
Well,
but
it's
a family-oriented place, you know, and everyone waves at each other and everyone's good to each other, you know. So, you know, get off your uff-ups. Uff-up in the Karuk means your bottoms. Get off your uff-up. And go get an experience that you can share with your family and share with the rest of the world. You know, it's important to make those experiences happen for yourself so you can look back and see how far you've come, you know. And so I think this is it for me today. This is where
we're
done. Yeah,
I think we are too. I think that's we were pretty much at the wrap-up point of the show.
Yeah.
But we might as well officially say that. Do you want to do some kind of closing? You mean like wrapping it up? Or
yeah, I just want to go ahead and just ask Archangel Michael to come back in, since he was the first one that came in the first time, and then just to put a blessing upon all the people tonight and help them to have lucid dreams and energies to go ahead and, you know, dissolve them in their subconscious tonight and unveil their future, unveil their future prospects, like Jeff, you know, to help him find a place to live, to help him power in order to make a living for himself so he feels needed, that he feels like he's doing his purpose. And for Maya, you know, a blessing upon her and her energy, that she starts to reveal more of who she is and allow that beauty and that elegance to come forward and allow the feminine power and the feminine beauty to emerge out of her heart and to show the rest of the world who she truly is. And for all the other ones we worked on today, we pray and ask all the people listening today, we pray and ask for the energy of spirit, of masters, of angels, of Tunkashla, of our ancestors to come forth and present this energy of feeling like we're being resurrected back into ourselves, into this holy, holy experience called life. And we get to redeem some of the beautiful karma that we've set forth in past lives and to step into our elegance and step into our power and to share this beautiful love, this nourishment of spirit, this nourishment of love and expression to each other for days to come. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mataki Asin.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go have my...
that sounds good. I'm hungry too. Well, thank you so much, Matthew, and thank you to all of your guides, masters, and angels for being here with us tonight and for providing a very beautiful healing space yet again. And just to remind people that the next show will be the 27th of May, which is a Tuesday night at our usual time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. That'll be with the fabulous and always interesting Matthew Bueno. and, you know, just to, for our beautiful audience here and our wonderful community, I want to say that if you didn't get the, you know, if your call was not answered tonight, that just to know that, like Matthew had said, that your energy, the holding the space for everyone is really providing for the whole group of us, is providing for more than just yourself. And we are all one, and there's a healing that's taking place for everyone on a cellular level when we're present in this way. So I just want to thanks to everybody for doing that. And thank you for being part of the show and making the show what it is. Thanks so much to all of you. We love you. Thanks to Matthew for being so wonderful. And this was episode number 12, so this has been just great. And I'm so thankful for knowing you and working with you. So I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you. Oh, so I can't wait to talk to you again, my dear. So let's talk again before our next show. And great. And also I wish you the best of luck with your class, and so exciting. And gosh, let's, you know, keep us abreast of what's going on with that. And have a beautiful night. Have some great ice cream. Much love to you and your family.
Awesome. Thank you very much for everybody who came out here to listen to us. And have a great night, Claudia. Thank you. You rock.
Oh, you're awesome. Thanks so much, Matthew. Much love. Big hugs. And thanks to everyone. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And I might see you sooner with the C.J. Miller Show. Please check out Matthew's website at ascendedmasterangels.com. And you could check out my website, which is wholeearthhealing.com, for any of my information, plus a link to all of my shows. I actually have to update that to put in the latest shows. But if you want replays of any of the C.J. Miller shows, this show, any of our old shows, or the shows I do with Franco, any of the shows, there's tons of them, you can always go to my website or my Facebook page, Claudia Helmke Miller. You could friend me, or even if you don't friend me, you can just look through my page and find any of the old shows, or message me on Facebook, friend me and Matthew,
become our friends, stay abreast of the information, and ask to join the community of Master Angels, Ascended Master Angels, because that's a really good one for all of Matthew's work and his wonderful clearings and activations. So thanks again, everybody. We love you, and stay true to your heart. Speak your truth, and remember to ask for help, and really keep doing your beautiful work in your dreams and in this walking life, in this waking life. So hope to connect with you again, and it's all good. Thanks for being there. Good night, everybody. And we're going to end out. I'm just going to play Matthew Cosell here, so enjoy. This is Matthew Cosell Grace to end out the show. Good night, everybody.